Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we back in one more again. Let me get Brother D and get him in and get him out of here quick, because, boy, I got something to talk to Brother D about. Come on in, Brother D. Get Ernie out of here. Boy, I swear, y'all will. Don't worry about it. Just get Ernie out of here. Just get Ernie out of here. Just get Ernie out of here.
Amen, amen, amen. As always, good evening, my brothers and my sisters. You know, we'll be glad to be back with you again, and we got Brother Ernie here today. We want to talk to the Lord for a moment. Ask God to continue to bless each and every last one that's listening. If you bow your heads, give God your heart, give him your ear. As always, pray along with us. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you. So we want to thank you once more again for blessing with a brother like Brother Ernie. Knowing, Father, that it was you and you alone that give him to us. Father, we thank you for the knowledge that you have given him. We pray that you continue to feed him with more and more knowledge, continue to keep him a great portion of health and strength. And not only him, Father, but we pray that you look upon his family as well, his business as well. Praying, Father, that you would touch the races that he's so glad to serve when they call. We pray that you would give them a mind to not only call him and question him about this game, but shop with him. Let him know that he's just not being used for his knowledge, but that we love him. The way that he loves us, he give it to us so freely. And we just thank you for him. Just keep him, Father, in a great portion of perfect peace. Father, we love you, Lord, and we truly place no one above you. He's blessed among men, and we ask your darling son, in Jesus' name, that if our hearts say amen, amen, amen. Brother, back to you.
All right, amen. And boy, that show I heard last week, boy, you need some amen, but I'm putting you on mute. Boy, y'all rough.
Whoa, happy Merry Christmas,
happy Thanksgiving,
whatever. I tell you what, have y'all gotten tired of the Christmas music yet? It is 24/7. God almighty. You know, men don't, women can listen to that stuff all day long. You know, we only talk one-fifth of what a woman does. So, man. Hey, this is Ernie with CompuCard Nitrous Oxide Systems. It's Thanksgiving time. Turkey's around the deals. We got, you know, Christmas is coming up, ham and all that stuff. There's going to be a pile of people on the road. A pile of people. They said it's supposed to be up about 50% over last year because of last year, the way they screwed everybody on the airplanes. So understand, there's a whole lot of amateur drivers coming on the road in the next 4 weeks. Us professional drivers should give them proper leeway, and throwing things at them doesn't help. So be nice to them. They'll be off the road in 4 weeks. Don't forget our other sponsors, Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona One Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions and Converters down in Florida, Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. I'm sure y'all already got insurance on your race car. I don't know why I keep having to advertise him. And Lawyer Man. This is a history thing. Tony Kalita finally won the world championship. Him and Doug driving. Connie owns it. Connie has been trying going on 50 years. He's been close. They've won a lot of events, but he's never been able to tip it over. Once Doug came in, everything got a little bit better, and this year, everything came together. And I am tickled to get dead that Connie has got to see a world championship before he died. And good man, a funny man. And you just didn't want to cross him. But he was a good man. He'd help you every way he could. All right. Now, what we got going this weekend? You've got to take your parachute out, guys, and your fire bottles. Take them out. Next year, if your car exceeds 150 miles an hour, you must have a Hans device or neck restraint. It doesn't have to be a Hans, but it's going to damn sure be a Hans-like. And that's if you go over 150 miles an hour. So, you know, they're working it in so that they're taking chops. And last year they made anybody over 200. Now it's going to be anybody over 150. And I would say probably next year you're probably going to see stuff around 125. I don't think they're going to require it at every class because nobody's having that many problems. But there's been a lot of crashes, a lot of injuries this year, a lot of cars getting out of shape. So you got to pay to play. Complaining about it won't do you any good. And if you're running on a sanctioned track, don't complain if they tell you, where's your diaper? Where's your regulated fire suit? Where's your gloves? Where's your neck restraint? Been talking about it for 3-4 years now, and finally it's here. So next year, or this year for Christmas, ask for a couple of things. Neck restraints. Make sure you have them. And make sure you use them. Just because you got it in your trailer or locked in your car somewhere don't mean it's going to protect you if you don't wear it. Make it happen. The weather coming down is, it's already cold up north. And it's starting to get a little cold down here. I mean, heck, it was 60 degrees today, guys. God, I was about to freeze. I had to have a coat on and my heat on and everything else. It was terrible. If y'all are going to these no-prep races, in this weather, understand the track very possibly could have ice mid-range to the big end. Go down there and check it. If your temperature falls 38 degrees, okay, that's 38 degrees where you are or where the weatherman is. That ain't where you are and that ain't where the car is going to be. If you get that and a little bit of dew, you've got sheet ice. Black ice. You can't see it, and you're going to run down there, and it's going to be, hey, everything's looking good. Zing! I hit a wall. Pay attention. If you're doing a grudge race, and I don't know how you'd do it, and we talked about this for the last couple of years, there needs to be a safety call. I don't know how you'd do it, dog, but at some point, the track conditions are going to get to being unsafe. And if they hadn't got the race off by then, it just needs to be a call race and you'll do it next week.
But good report, honey. Good report.
Don't want people out there making passes, and they're already doing it. I mean, they're out there fumbling and everything else, calling people out, get out there, slipping and sliding all over the track, and then man, he's a good driver. Man, you see how he drove that out? No, he's not a good driver.
You know,
a good driver would have let off the throttle and put out the parachute and coasted to a stop. Somebody that's patting the gas to get their car under control is a passenger, because you pat the gas, you knock those tires loose, it's going in the wall. No, it's not worth that. I see. There needed to be a stip in there, safety or weather, whoever is the DP guy has the right if somebody comes up to him and says something, he can go look at it and go, it's not safe. I know I was putting a lot on the DP guy, but racers will go out there and race. They don't care. And then when somebody gets hurt, then they go, oh, man, he didn't need to do that. Get it under control. Make it happen. Have fun. If you're putting your car up, make sure you put it up properly. Get your antifreeze in there. Circulate it through the motor. Get the car up off the ground or, you know, up in the air, or put a couple pieces of wood under the tires or even some carpet remnants under the tires. You just don't want that calcium coming up out of the concrete into the tires. Make sure you got some airspace underneath your fuel jugs so they can get circulation, so they won't get condensation in there. Battery. If you've got a lithium battery, take it out, put it outside, charge it up, and leave it outside. I've posted a couple of major posts on lithium cars catching on fire. And I've about figured out what's happening with these lithium batteries. Lithium batteries are used a lot in solar application. But they're big batteries, but they only have 100 amps of CGA or residual. And that's so that they can pull this 100 amps over a length of time, 12 hours or something like that. So it's going into converters. You never have a major load on them. You have a constant load. On race cars, you have major loads that are impulsing it like an impact hammer. You break them down. When you charge them back up, they get a little more worn. Next thing you know, you got a fire. I'm going to have to get one taken apart. From what I've seen on the videos I've seen and everything else, that's what's happening. These batteries aren't designed to handle that kind of load over a period of time. You know, if you're going to use them for 6 months and throw them away, hey, great. But I wouldn't be putting it in there and saying I'm going to run it for 3 years. I don't care if you've been running one for 3 years. I'm looking at what is going to happen or what can happen if you maintain running those batteries. They get a short, a load factor, and all of a sudden they go off. You can't put a lithium fire out. It burns at 4,000 degrees, and it also explodes because of the hydrogen gas it's making. You can't put it out. I don't care how good you are. Hell, fire departments can't put them out. So pay attention. Well, Doug, what you got going?
Well, I got a joke first, honey. You said last year people didn't do a lot of stuff because the airline screwed them. I thought that was a good thing to be. They call it the mile high. I thought it was a good thing to get screwed in the airplane, honey.
Well, you know, I know what you're talking about, and, yeah, I agree, but not when the airline is screwing you. That big, long aluminum tube. Probably hurts with dry slide.
All right. Well, let's get back to something serious, Ernie. Now, Ernie, what you just said to me don't make no sense for nobody to buy a damn battery if they buy them because they hire the devil, and if they ain't going to be worth a doggone for just 2 or 3, 4 months or something and throw away, why is they priced so high if that's the case? I don't understand it, Ernie, about them damn lithium batteries. Man. Talk to me.
Okay. They're lightweight. And they do not maintain a lot of amperes. They discharge quickly. As they discharge quickly, they wear down, short out. Why do they do it? Because somebody come up and said, hey, I've got a shiny new penny. And I'll bet you Willie is going to give it to you. I'm going to give Willie one so he can show it out to everybody. And Dole's going to show, look what I got. And you're going to go out there and win a few races. And by God, somebody else is going to call one. I want one of them. And before you know it, you got a cascade or a bunch of people coming in buying stuff. I mean, you've seen it before with rims, when they painted the rims black and they painted them white. And why was that? Because it could break the lights on the big end of the track. And then they found out that had a damn thing to do with it. But everybody was painting their tires. And well, the wheels, not the tires. That's the main thing. If you don't absolutely have to have a lithium battery, don't use it. If 20 pounds is going to affect you winning or losing, you don't need it. If you don't run as fast as the guy that's, you know, just totally out of your league. I mean, you're not Mark Mickey. You're not Stevie Fast. You don't need it. A 12-volt AMG battery, a matte glass battery, deep cycle, will do everything you want it to do. You can get them in 6-volt, 12-volt, and dual voltage, which is 16 and 12 built into the same battery. They will do everything you wanted them to do, and they'll last a whole lot longer. I mean, if you're bracket racing, they're going to last a long time, but if you're grudge racing, oh, my goodness. I mean, you go out there and you run, what, one or two passes a night? Mm-hmm. You'll never, ever have a problem. It's also with the weight of the battery. When you put that weight all the way in the back of the car and down as low as you can, you've changed the center gravity of the car, and the car will leave harder once you adjust for the center gravity movement, because you've basically taken 35, 40 pounds off the front of the car by putting the battery in the back. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, another thing you was talking about in safety, in Cal City Cal from up in Chicago, by that black ice, you know, he tore up his whole operation almost hour away from his house going there with that black ice. So I reckon you better, those guys up north better be watching out for that stuff showing up, because they don't, put no gravel down or whatever. He was an hour from his house, he said, and he almost tore up his, whole operation almost. Cal City Cal did.
Well, you know, if you're used up north, you know, Chicago area, all up in that area, black ice is something you really pay attention to. If you're not from that area, you're not used to it. And all black ice is a thin layer of water that has frozen on the surface. And the light reflections, you won't even see it. And when you hit it, you're out of control. I mean, there's no way to stop it. I guess you could probably, in your tractor, your truck and trailer, you could probably put a parachute out. It might help a little bit, but on the track, everything, black ice is dangerous. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Ernie, staying with safety, Ernie, we all see these signs all the time, bridges freezes before the road. But, Ernie, what about them cheap-ass roads, roads that is not that don't meet standards? Ain't they the same thing, just like a bridge, because they don't have the insulation up under the stuff up under to keep it? And explain what you mean by bridge freezes before the road. Explain that to the people.
Well, you've seen the sign that says bridges freeze before the roadway, because the bridge is up in the air. It is getting air on top of it and under it. So it's not getting any residual heat from the earth itself, which can a bridge can freeze 2 hours before the road does, or freeze and the road never freeze. So, yes, it's caused by being up in the air, and the air on top and underneath and winds, that thing will freeze like a popsicle. Back to you, sir.
Okay, well, explain. What about a road, Ernie, that's not made right? Don't they have some roads that ain't made right and they'll freeze too? I don't see all the roads collapsing. Why them roads be collapsing, Ernie, and all that, and it seems like they don't be right? Why they be collapsing, Ernie?
The reason why you see a lot of roads collapsing, number one, you got sinkholes that open up in them. And that's a water leak underneath the road over a period of years, whether it's the rain water runoff or creeks or whatever that's going through there, and somewhere that pipe got stopped up, nobody fixed it, and it ran beside it, and that creates, it starts washing away the dirt, the roadbed. Next thing you know, plump, you're out. Now, on major bridges, the worst thing with the bridge is the freezing. And as it freezes, as the water rains, it gets down into the pores of the concrete and the steel and everything else. And then when it freezes, it pushes those apart. A well-built bridge has expansion joints. And when I say well-built, you know, your interstates and some of your grade two, but a lot of your grade threes don't have expansion joints on the bridges. So it'll push that constantly back and forth until it breaks that concrete. And as it, when it does that, it exposes more of that concrete to the weather. There goes a bigger piece. Now, it may take years for this to happen. It's not going to just flop, there's a bridge. But when it gets in bad condition, it's dangerous to be on. And to give a real good example, dog, is the Fifth Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It was 86 or 87% defective. That's the reason why they had to stop the traffic on it, because that sucker was going to fall in. So they made it into a walk traffic so that you can put tables out there and people could sit and watch the river. But there's a whole lot of bad bridges. The United States government has not kept up the infrastructure, and it's really starting to show. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, we done seen our streets over here, the blacktop streets and everything. What we see where when it freezes, the little potholes jump up and everything. We see them come back there and just pack some damn tar, something look like in them and everything. Ernie, is that just a quick fix, or what the hell that's going to happen? Because next time they freeze up, I see them, the same holes come right back over. Talk to me about them potholes.
That is just literally a patch job. I mean, that's all it is. They come in, they got hot tar, they pour the hot tar in there, and then they put hot asphalt in there, and they pack it down, and they scrape it up, and they go, hey, that's good. Okay, what you got that created that hole is a piece of the asphalt could have broke or could have expanded and pushed its way out. And from that point on, as water builds up on top of the road and a car goes over it, when it hits that water over that hole, you get a hydraulic shock, and that hydraulic shock pushes the asphalt apart. So they go in there and do that patchwork, but what's going to happen is the first time water gets in there, first time it freezes, it's going to push that apart, cars go over it, hydraulic, bang, your patch comes out. And they'll come back out there and do it again. Instead of fixing it properly, and what's the proper fix? I don't do asphalt, so I can't really tell you. But I know South Carolina has spent an absolute fortune cutting out slabs of I-20 and putting in new concrete. Back to you, sir.
All right. Now, I heard it through the grapevine. I don't know. I heard if that happens and you go there and say you go there and hit that with your truck or your car, and you mess up your front end and all that, you can sue the city for it. You hear anything about that, Ernie?
Negative. You cannot. You're paying taxes to have that road fixed. They fixed it, or they are going to fix it. You have a wreck. Now, the only chance if you...
I didn't say a wreck, Ernie. I said you just went out there and hit it with your car and messed up your rims of your car. I'm saying not a wreck.
Now, there's some laws on roadways that would keep them from getting sued. Let's say you found a place that was a sinkhole that's fallen through, and you notify them. When you notify somebody on something serious, put it in writing. And I ain't talking about just mail it in. I'm talking about you can call it in, and you can fax it in, you can put it on their webpage. Pictures of it, all that. Now, they're on notice at that point. Now, being on notice is a totally different deal because Then if they don't do something to fix it, they can have some culpability in somebody getting hurt or a car getting broke. But then you're going to say, okay, well, I went over there and I tore up my front end, and by God, I spent $500, and I'm mad. I'm going to sue them. Okay. Let me put this in perspective. It's $500 damage. You got your truck fixed. Yeah? It's $5,000 for a deposit for a retainer on an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to try to get you $500? No, that ain't going to work. It is, money doesn't work out that way. Now, if you say, I'm going to do it just cause, well, just cause is he's going to make a lot of money, you're going to lose a lot of money, and when it's over with, the judge is going to kick it out or put it on hold for 4 years while they look into the matter. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, Ernie, we know about all the new and up-and-coming stuff and EFIs and FEFEs and ROPs and all that. Ernie, all that stuff is so great. Why is people having so much problems? And why are you getting so many carburetors over there to fix all of a sudden, Ernie? Why are you getting so many carburetors to bring back your life?
There's a whole lot of people that bought a whole lot of fuel injection stuff that are taking it off and bringing their carburetor over there for me to fix and so they can go back in there and race again. Electronics is great as long as it's working. When it quits working, it's the biggest pain in the butt because nothing happens. I mean, the car won't spin over, the car won't crank up, the car pops, snaps, all this other stuff. One problem after another. And also, you got to remember that fuel injection, most manufacturers in fuel injections, have been making them for about 15 years. They do not support a lot of that older generation stuff. So if you can't upgrade your computer program, you can't get a part for the equipment you've got, you're going to spend another $3,000 or $4,000? You know, that was tough the first time. You know, are you going to do that, or are you just going to put a carburetor on it and say, okay, I tried that, it wasn't that great? So that's the main thing, is the cost factor. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. You know, last week, a couple of weeks, two times in a row, I asked you about putting the right kind of oil and stuff, and you told me if you put too thick of oil in there, that it'll mess up the clearances and it'll clog you up, which I did some research on it. Because it didn't sound right to me, but it sounded good. So I found out you was 100% right. Now, let me reverse the question, Ernie. What if your car calls for thicker oil and you put the thinner oil in there? What happens in that case?
Well, if your car calls for 15W30 and you put in 20W40, is that going to create a problem? No, that's not going to create a problem.
No. I said the other way, Ernie. I got that.
Oh, you're talking about going
down? Yes, what if you put it? Yes, sir.
You can run into some serious problems going too thin on oil.
Mm-hmm.
The new Corvettes are 0-15. That ain't much oil. I mean, that's just, that's a slime. That's all that is. If you put that in the average car, it would spin the bearings because the tolerances in the bearings, crankshafts, rods, crank, everything, their tolerances in there, if you went to too thin of an oil, would not maintain the oil inside the bearing, and you'd end up spinning a bearing.
Mm. Okay, so the best way it is, the way Ernie said it, is put the proper weight in there, what it called for then, right?
I mean, if you're at the track and you got 30 weight in there and
I wasn't talking about that. We ain't going to the track. You said it right. I was going with passenger cars. I know the track. You can barely do anything you want to call. We don't run it hard enough at the track to worry about it as long as we got some oil in there, right, Ernie? But,
right.
Yeah, I was talking about the regular cars, Ernie, like you said. So the best way to do it is to put the correct velocity in there, right?
Right. You know, whatever the manufacturer. And make sure that if you're, like, your diesel truck, make sure it's got the proper quality oil. They've got every oil has a classification, and you need to look at it and make sure what is, if this is for my 6-7 Ford, when I get the oil, I will look on there, and on the back it's going to have a list of certifications. If it's certified for my motor, okay, I'm good to go. But if it's not certified for your motor, do not put it in your motor, because there's a difference between gasoline, ethanol, and diesel. Major change, major difference. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, why is it different colored oils, Ernie? Why is it different colored oils?
The only thing there is dyes. So that you can see, hey, I want to be, I don't know who's got, BMW's got blue. And then you got some of them that are red. And you got some over here. But they're all oils. Why? Well, these manufacturers, it's just like nitrous bottles. Their color is part of their advertisement and recognition. Mm-hmm. So if you see a blue bottle, you're going to think probably NOS. If you see a silver bottle, you're going to think CompuCar. A white bottle over here, black bottle over yonder, every one of them's, you know, brand recognition. Back to you, sir.
Honey, can real good oil, I'm saying real good oil, you know, we got some cheap oil, we got some expensive oil. Can real good oil make your car idle better, Ernie?
If you've got good oil, real good oil is not going to make it idle better. Really good oils have the additives in it to resist crushing of the molecules, so you have less chance of spinning bearings, crushing bearings, you thrust washers, all that stuff. So if you're just running what we used to call motor honey, just a 30-weight crank estate, and you got good oil, I mean, you've taken the valve cover off of one of those crank estate motors. It looks like somebody pumped it full of 5 gallons of grease. But now, is that bad oil or is that good oil? My thing is, it's bad because there's a mess, but dang, it had to be good because it's still running. So, how bad is it? And then, you know, I've seen something, I know you have it. You'd have to have a snow shovel to get all the gunk out of the top of the motor.
Yep, all the time back in the day, honey, we had to do that all the time because back in the day, Quaker State per se was the best oil, but it had all that gunk in it though, honey. Cause everybody was using Quaker State because they said it was the best, but it was gunking up. It was gunking up everything it was in, honey.
Exactly right. And then everybody started coming out with their racing oils, and then Quaker State didn't change with the times, and now nobody uses Quaker State to speak of. And it's kind of going off into oblivion. But some of these new motors, I'm starting to see the oil residue getting back in the grease, back in the top side. So. And nowadays, I think that's from running too many miles on your oil. You know, you can't put, you know, I don't care if they tell you you can put 30,000 miles on your oil. I'm not going to find out. You know, the reason why they're going to tell you that is because by the time you're supposed to change your oil, it's out of warranty. It tears up the motor, and they go, oh, my God. It's out of warranty. And obviously you didn't change the oil properly. So there's another way for them to kick it down the road. Back to you, sir.
All right, I'm finna ask you another question. You better make sure you answer this one very careful. If you don't, mean you finna get into it, Ernie. All right, Ernie, just listen to me real close now. We're talking about a race car now. I got a race car. I got my nitrous. My pressure got up too high, Ernie. My pressure got up too high. My purge button would not work, Ernie. Now, for me, should I purge it down, Ernie, or should I go to the nipple and let it down? Which one is the best way and why?
The best way is to go to the nipple, crack it, bleed some of the pressure
God
down.
Shit. I don't want to talk to you. No. That's why I'm
here. Because if you don't and you try to use the purge, the purge may be under 1,400 pounds of load, and it may not work. And so you're going to keep hitting the button until you burn the purge solenoid up. So it's quicker and easier to let it out.
Yeah. You're right. And just what happened, a guy did that, and, well, anyway, that's the right answer. I can't argue with you, Ernie. You got me. I thought I was going to get you on that one, Ernie. I thought I was going to get you on that one, but I didn't.
Oh, please. Man, that's Nitrous 101.
Well, no, it wasn't. Nothing. You'd be surprised, Ernie. You'd be surprised.
Oh, I'm not surprised at some of the things. Yes, I am. Sometimes I'm just flabbergasted at some of the things that are done.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm out there, I try to take people and talk to them and show them what needs to be done. You know, majority of them listen to me, and you get those that go, "Who the hell are you?" Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do it myself. I got so-and-so that I paid it to in my car. Okay,
right.
Then the next time you see him, he's putting pistons in his car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just offer help, and it's up to them to decide if they want to sink or swim. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernest, staying with that same question. I'm going to throw something else at you and see how good you are. That same scenario I was telling you about. What if the purge was working, Ernie, but then your nitrous button, that you, when you bump it through the motor, wasn't working? What's the best way to get the pressure down to make it work?
It's still going to be open it up at the bottle and blow some pressure off.
That's right.
If
that's
the
right.
button
that's
is
right.
not working, it's probably because you tried to open that solenoid many, many, many times at too high pressure. And as the pressure goes up, the amperage that the solenoid draws goes up. And as you hit the button, it's pulling, let's say, 15 amps. Pushing the button is not the problem. It's when you release the button as that set of contacts goes back to neutral, you get inrush amperage, which is just like striking a welder and everything is going good. You weld it away, then all of a sudden you pull it away and you get that big that's inrush. And that's what happens to the switches, and that's the reason why you need a good switch, a good relay or contactor, and let that run your load. Back to you, sir.
Ernie, in that same scenario, and I'm asking a question now, and I would go to the nipple too. Going to the nipple is better than just purging it out, because don't purge it like you be doing, just trying to get it down. Don't that freeze the ball up more, Ernie? Don't that freeze the ball up more and let more notches out too at the same time?
No, whether or not you let it loose at the nipple or where you purge it, if you say we're going to move a pound, no matter where you do it at, it's going to have the same results on your bottle. So
I disagree with you on that, Ernie. I disagree totally.
Well,
I disagree 100%.
I done it. I tested it.
I done it, too. I done did, too.
Yeah.
I disagree. I disagree with you.
If you open up,
I go out there, come on.
For any reason, you open up that nitrous line, whether it's the purge or the nut, you are removing pressure and content. If you do them both for the same amount of content, you're going to get the same results. Now, you're not going to open up your bottle as much as you do your purge.
Okay.
So you're going to have a difference there.
Okay. Ernie, I didn't crack the line. I done cracked the line in lieu of purging it down, and it went back and made it work instead of that guy. Well, that reason I say that, and the reason I disagree, a guy this Saturday, this at the track, he purged his nitrous bottle at least 20 times just to get it to start working. So by that time, his bottle probably froze, and he ain't got that much comfort in the bottle with all that purging, Ernie.
He's more
he's
more of out of nitrous. Now, if you go to the nipple, and you got to remember, you're not just going to take that nipple off.
Yeah, right. You're going
to
crush it.
Open it up so it can vent some. So it's
going
to have to move quite a massive amount of content to get the pressures to the same point. You're going to end up removing the same amount of content. It's just how you do it.
Well,
it doesn't matter on nitrous line.
Yeah.
If you no matter on nitrous line, whether you take your nitrous reading at the bottle or at the solenoid, that line is going to be the same pressure on each end.
Okay, I ain't going to fight you no more on that. I ain't going to fight you no more on that. But now, Ernie, let me ask you a question. In that same scenario, see, that scenario there brought back a whole lot of stuff that I done messed up and did. Ernie, could you just purge it a couple of times and turn the ball on half turn? Could you half turn it and do any good, Ernie?
No, because once you open that bottle and the pressure, the line pressure, goes into that line, it's the pressure you're having to work against, not the volume. So you're going to have to get that pressure down. At, so like I say, a purge or a vent, one way or the other, you've got to get them down.
Well, so then, Ernie, then, if you're telling me that ain't going to make no difference, how come I got to open my baller all the way up then? How come I can't just run my baller half open then if it's going to be the same thing?
Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, on your bottle valve, when you open it up and close it, there are two seals inside that thimble. There's one at the very bottom that when you screw it down, it seals up the bottle itself so it can't leak out. When you open the bottle, all the way at the top, there's a seal up there. So if you open it up halfway, you're going to, number one, be having a leak on your bottle. And you're also going to create a situation where the piston in that bottle is now acting as a restriction and causing your nitrous to flash off to a gas, which affects your performance.
Okay. You there? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
Okay. Hello. No, I thought you had hung up. Sound like it. Yeah, I was waiting for that. You know, you're getting a little slow on that. It was another question I had about that, Ernie. Oh, Ernie, on your purge solenoids, how much pressure will it take on your purge solenoids, company car purge solenoids?
1,250 to 1,300 pounds.
How much would your big solenoids, your regular nitrous, how much your regular nitrous solenoid take?
Over 1,400. Depends on.
So, you got it. That's a good answer. I just want to know. So why wouldn't I put the regular solenoid up there for my purge? Why wouldn't I do that, honey? Why wouldn't I do that?
Well, number one, the big competition solenoid is more expensive.
I ain't worried about the cost.
Your big solenoids. In fact, we have a competition purge kit, and it's our big solenoid and purge apparatus. And you hit it, and by God, when it opens up, that puppy purges. I mean, it's massive. It moves roughly four times the volume of the small solenoid. But the whole idea the purge is not to put on a show. It's to just vent the gas out of the line so that you got liquid nitrous at the solenoid.
Right. Well, Ernie, 80% of the people, 80% of the people nowadays, I ain't talking about our days coming up, because I know me, if you had 10 pounds in that baller, I was trying to get me 10 passes off 10 pounds. Ernie, they don't care now. They change ballers after every run. So what would it make a difference if they wasting that much? What difference would it make since they change ballers every run anyway?
Well, if you keep account of how much your nitrous you're using per pass, it's 25 pounds full, you go out there and you make a pass and you took out 4 pounds. And that's on how much you purged and how much everything you did on the starting line and making the pass. So you take all that and then you go, I can't make 2 passes on that bottle, even though I only use 4. If I try to get another pass, it's going to only leave 2 in the bottle, And what's going to happen there is the gaseous nitrous is going to create a whirlpool that'll go down and go through the siphon tube, and that's going to create a surging effect on the big end, and you're going to go out there and fall on your face. Back to you, sir.
Okay, I got a big old crumpy car competition Cylinoid on mine for a Purge, a big one, and I got the little skinny line on it. What tell me the difference between a skinny line on a big one on a big Cylinoid for the Purge and a big line? Tell me the difference in that. Besides just putting on the show.
Well, if you're using that little bitty line like that NOS uses, that little eighth inch.
Hey, don't say that. Not our stuff.
If you take that and you can put the biggest solenoid you can put on it, or you still ain't going to get any more than that tube can release. Ours, we use a 3/16, which has got 187 thousandths. So when you hit the Purge with that, you're not backing anything up to the solenoid. It's going out the Purge. And a trick is when you're running your Purge line to the outside where it's going to be at, take it, when you cut it off, deburr it, and put a flare right on that end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that flare, if you don't flare it when you hit the Purge, you're just going to get this little straight line that goes, pew. If you flare it, now you're going to create a major plume going up. Doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything. You're not going to use any more nitrous, but it sure looks a whole lot better than that little trick,
right?
Peeing with the other one. But if you go to a big solenoid, a big tube, yeah, it's going to move a lot of volume. But then, how much do you need to move? Because then you're going to be wasting product. And that's going to start affecting your abilities to be consistent on your runs. Back to you, sir.
All right. Now, Ernie, don't you tell me no lie about this helmet now, because you didn't invent this helmet. I ain't seen you do this. Ernie, I've seen, it's been a while back now. It's common now. We see some of the solenoids now comes out the bottom. What's the deal on coming out the bottom in lieu of coming out the side, Ernie?
Location, it's been pampered over. It moves more than it does it. No, it doesn't. You still got the same orifice of the solenoid. Now, the only thing you're doing is a lot of times in the application, you can't get a side mounted solenoid in there. So we make a bottom mount and put it in there, and everything is happy. That's the only difference. Back to you, sir.
Okay. All right, Ernie, back when you was rich and you had a little money, you remember, I bought you an intake over there one time a while back. You put me four systems on that thing to include a plate. Now, Ernie, the inside bars and stuff, Ernie, how do you get to them, Ernie? How do you get them to change the jets and stuff when you got that inside stuff with all them systems on there, Ernie?
Well, on our ProPlenum system, which is a spray bar that we put from front to back. The nitrous comes in from the back, it's on the top bar, the gas goes in the bottom, it's the bottom bar. We can two-stage that. Once we get the bar set, how we're going to have it, then we go inside the intake, mark the center section of each runner, set out a pattern. We have a different pattern on our nitrous than we do our gas. Set the pattern in there, and then take the tubes back out, go in there, and we have you've seen that micro mill that I use, and we go down there and we drill the hole patterns where we want them, and then reassemble everything, lock it in place, and on each end, you've got your jets that go in directly into the plate. So that way, if you want to change from 100 horsepower to 700 horsepower, take it loose, put the jets in there, put it back up, go play.
Yep. Yeah, that's the easy one. I'm talking about them on the inside of the intake. I'm talking about the one on the inside. I ain't talking about the plate.
You talking about the direct port that's under in between
yes.
all the runners?
Yes, yes, on
you,
the inside.
You don't. I'll just be honest with you, you don't. And those kits were very small, 18, 22, something like that, just a little bit charged on the other end. But once you're installed, because a lot of those intakes, we have to cut them in two to put the nitrous kit on them, and then we put the weld them back together. So once they're in, can you change the jets? I'm going to tell you, you can change the jets, but be ready to take a day to change the jets. And you're going to cuss, fuss. They don't make a wrench that goes in there and ratchets right. And then if you take them out, change them, and put them back in, you get a leak. I got the muddy days all over again. But now that's pretty much fixed horsepower stuff. Back to you, sir.
All right, now, Ernie, I know when we come out, we had the hard lines. Now we got the soft lines, and we got the braided steel lines. Ernie, tell me what's the downfall of having braided steel? It got to be a downfall somewhere with anything. What's the downfall of having braided steel lines on your nitrous, on the intake? Is it a downfall?
Well, let's see. It's easier to install. It's easy to change your jets. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have broken aluminum nuts because they've got brass ends on them. You're not going to have crushed lines or anything else, and you're not going to have a problem with bent tubing feeding the jet. I guess the biggest problem with braided steel lines is you got too much time on your hands. If you've got the aluminum and the steel lines, the brake line tubing, you've got bent tubes. They always look like crap after a little while. The aluminum nuts crack. The flares break. Everything is rigid. So as you're going down the road in the trailer, that thing is just beating itself to death, and it's going to split a line, split a fitting. The rubber plastic lines, those little bitty plastic lines, those are a fire looking for a place to happen. If you have any flash fire, you're going to have a real fire. Now, if you go to the stainless steel bent tubing, another thing with the brake line tubing, nitrous has sulfur dioxide in it. It's so that you can't huff it. That sulfur dioxide gets inside the tubing and kind of coats the inside of the tube. And any moisture gets in there, it changes it from hydrogen sulfide to sulfuric acid. And it starts eating the inside of the tubing. It starts building up a deposit. And before you know it, the tubing is either completely stopped up or the jets have started to stop up. Major flow problem. The stainless steel lines, they're good. They're stronger. They don't break as bad. You'll still break nuts because the nuts are aluminum, not stainless steel or brass. And so as it's going down the road, the weight of the solenoids are going to make this thing that since now it's more rigid, it's going to give it more oscillations. So that's the reason why. Plus, every bend you put on a steel line, whether it's stainless steel or regular steel, every bend is a restriction. Right. Mm-hmm. Back to you, sir.
All right, well, Ernie, you said it, but you didn't say it the way people like dumb people or like people like me didn't understand it. Basically, you saying the brass flares, that was the only thing I knew about that there was a problem. The brass flares will split. They will seem to split. But why they split? Because we over-tightened them or what, Ernie?
Ding!
Oh,
God, yeah. Well, you don't need a 12-inch wrench to tighten up a 7/16 nut, brass, aluminum, or whatever. And I have seen bottles that came in there that's got steel fittings that they have tightened up so much that it is messed up the lip on the steel fitting. You know, we used to have yellow brass nuts. We got away from that because people were breaking too many lines. So I'd rather you break a bottle adapter than pull the threads or break a nut on your nitrous line because it's a pain in the butt to get out.
Yeah.
And we take the other one off.
Okay.
Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, one more easy question before we get out of here. We almost time for us to get out of here. I got one more that, Ernie, I came over here. Tell me this here. How, if you hand tighten an oil filter on your car, how does it get so damn tight you can't get it out? It took you half a day to take my oil filter off that it got on there too damn tight. Ernie, if you just hand tight them on there, how do they tighten up so tight you can't get them off of?
Dog, you really want to go there? Okay.
Don't worry about the specifics. Just, I'm using the example
okay.
about this hand type. But go ahead. It took you a half a day to get my damn oil filter off.
Yeah. Dog changed his oil. Next time he came over, he couldn't get the oil filter off. So I had to go in there and peel the oil filter off. What I found was he had not taken off the old O-ring that sealed it in there. So when he tightened it up, it had two seals in there, and they locked together.
No, it wasn't, Ernie. There wasn't no two in there, Ernie.
Now,
reading it was on
a regular oil filter.
I ain't going to tell you why I was on there too tight, but it was two on there. We know why I was on there too tight, though, Ernie.
A regular oil filter, and when you run it in, you know, you put your little oil on the rubber seal, wipe off the filter up there, screw it in till it makes contact, turn it three-quarters of a turn. Make sure you have a Sharpie and put the date on it so you know when you did it last. That's it. Now, I have seen people go in there with their oil filter wrenches and after it spun up and then set that puppy with that oil filter wrench. I mean, they probably
ding,
torquing
ding,
it in
ding,
there
ding,
at 100 pounds.
Ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
The only way you can get that puppy off there is you got to cut the oil filter itself off, and then you got to go in there either a long screwdriver or a chisel, and you've got to go in there and destroy that the end of the oil filter.
Because
it has married itself.
Yep.
It is one with the universe.
Yeah.
Back to you, sir.
Good report on it. That's it. We up to our time. Good report, yeah. Good report on it. We back to our time. Good report. Good report.
Well, guys, like I say, Turkey Day's coming up. Be with your family. Be with your friends. And, they keep saying that, give me more prayers and help. If I get any more, I'll be back to 400 pounds again. I have lost a lot of weight, boys. Be with the family. Enjoy yourself. Don't get into no arguments. It ain't worth it. Keep it fun. And if we can help you, give me a call. If you're on the line with some friends and you get in an argument about something related to your car, give me a call. I'll work with you on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Renegade Racing Fuels. Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions and Converters down in Florida, Lawyer Man and Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance, of course, Lonely Me, Copy Car Nitrous Oxide Systems, Best Kept Secret in Racing, 1-800-648-7687, 1-800-NITROUS. Back to you, sir.
Okay, honey. Appreciate it, man. Good seeing you today. And we'll holler at you when we holler, brother.
10-4, sir.
All right. All right, Big Honey is out of here. Let me see, can I wake up Brother D? Let me see, can I get some music on for a minute?
Amen, amen, amen. I hope and trust that you all can hear me. I have a lot of background noise, as always. I'm at work. Well, I'll start out by saying we give honor to God, who is truly the head of our lives. We're trusting and believing that his word is true. If we believe that his word, brothers and sisters, we believe in God, and we believe that God's word is true, let me tell you what it allows you to do. It allows you to go to God in your time of need. What is your time of need? Now, when I say time of need, the first thing we, in a carnal mind, we'll think about, we're in a financial bind. We got ourselves in a situation. But see, when you're truly in a time of need, when you've done something against God's will, it allows you to go to God and say, Father, I've sinned, and I've sinned against thee, and thee only have I sinned. Lord, please forgive me. And see, God is so just. The Bible says he's a just God. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And what he does then, he will forgive man of their sin. Well, I know I'm right about it. I don't have to ask no one. Y'all, please forgive me for the noise. I don't have to ask no one about what God would do for man. For he has shown up and shown out in my life so many times. Now, am I above sin? Am I one that would never sin again? My favorite verse, and I'm going to hold you on. We all know my favorite book is John. It's the 9th chapter of John, the 31st verse. We were just talking about when God's plan, where he says, God hears not a sinner's prayer. He said, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will. See, I like the part about does his will more than I do like the worship part, because you can worship God daily, but yet not do God's will, and you're a walking sinner. But if you do God's will in the name of when you all get a chance, go read, Brother John, chapter 9, 31, and brother, you're going to get back. We'll probably go into that a little deeper tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Back to you, my brother. Back to you.
All right.
Please forgive me.
All right, y'all better get it in here quick tonight, buddy, because the game on tonight, Philadelphia going up against the Chiefs, and I'm going to watch the game, so y'all better get it in quick tonight.
Just like ice around my heart,
woo!
I've got a cold, cold feeling.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're just like ice around my heart.
Y'all listen to the words now.
I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts.
Come on, man, come on.
You treat me like a prisoner.
Oh, come on, man.
Because my hands are tied.
Yes. Untie me, baby. Untie me.
Everything you do to me. Stack it up inside. It's a cold, cold feeling.
Cold feeling, my baby. Cold feeling.
You
just like I surround my heart.
Oh, y'all ain't got no heart. Come on, get them. Come on, get them.
I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts.
Come on with it, brother. Come on with it. Come on with it. Yes, sir. Come on, wheelchair. Come on, kid. Hit the white button, kid. And the old blue back in town. Somebody called Kenny Rain. Get Kenny Rain on here. Your people gonna tell their ass up tonight. Get Kenny Rain on here. How can it be done? Jessica Fowler down in Florida. What's up, Jessica? Jerry Ann.
Changing me, baby.
Yes.
Once I was blind, but now I can see.
Oh man, I wear glasses though. I wear glasses, baby.
There's a change in me, baby. Yeah.
JP trucking, baby. JP trucking.
Once I was blind, but now I can see.
Down in Florida. Gerrieta, softball, junior dress.
I'm gonna put everybody down, baby.
Oh, not everybody. Kid, come on in here, kid. We ain't got long
enough.
They
ever made a fool of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey man, we're having a concert tonight. What's going on?
Hey, but one song, my brother. One song, my brother. I had to get that guitar, kid. I had to get that guitar, kid. I had to get that guitar, that kid. Talk to me, baby.
No.
What's going
that was
on,
a banjo,
kid?
Man. There ain't no guitar. That's a banjo.
Oh, there you go again, that bull. But look here, kid. You know I'm going to watch the game tonight, so we got, if y'all didn't listen, well, I ain't worried about if y'all don't come on tonight, because I'm going to watch the Philadelphia, me and Jessica. Jessica over there, she done sent me some apple juice with some stuff in it to get me ready. Woo! She down in Florida. We're going to be sitting back wishing for the Eagles to fly. Then we're going to watch Alabama. We're going to tear Georgia butt up next week.
What color is that apple juice? What color is that apple juice?
Green. A good green. A good green.
Oh, I thought it might have been the yellow kind.
Oh, no. 321-6365. Who is this?
That's me.
321.
It's green. The apple juice is green, sir. The apple juice is green.
Yeah.
And Atlanta is red, crimson red, that is. Them dogs don't got nothing.
Okay. All right. Hey, you an Alabama fan, Jessica?
Yes, sir. Roll Tide till I die.
That's right. That's right.
Man, right. Georgia Bulldog going to whoop the shit out of Alabama.
I'll take that bet.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Yeah.
We're firing on all cylinders right about now.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, Jess. It's going to be a good one, baby. It's going to be a good one. Yes, sir. How the family doing, Jessica? How the family doing down there? How the family doing?
We're doing amazing. Dog, how about you?
Hey, I can't call it. Y'all going to Snowbirds? Y'all, do they got a junior draft thing at Snowbirds?
I don't know if they do or not. I will be at No Guts, No Glory.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you down there then, babe. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
I know we're going to the race the following weekend, too. Some, what is it, Grinchmas with bikes or something?
Shit, I don't know about all that.
Right,
I don't
something.
Know.
Well, I
that's
don't
not
know
in,
either,
that's not
but
in Florida. I don't know.
Yeah, we got a little something up our
there.
Sleeve. Y'all will see soon enough.
Right on. Okay, anything you want to put out, Jessica? Anything you want to say? Anything you got to put out? Anything you want to put out, girl?
I don't really have nothing to put out. I hope everybody's doing good. Safe travels if you're traveling over the holiday week. Everybody have a happy turkey day. Gobble to you.
Yeah.
Wobble to you, gobble.
Wobble to you, gobble, baby. Yeah, tune in Wednesday. We're gonna have a little turkey ceremony Wednesday. Tune in Wednesday if you get a chance. We're gonna have a little turkey ceremony. I mean, don't nobody know about it. I'm gonna come up with something though. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anybody around here? We was down in Macon down this week. They had a damn good race down in Macon this week with just the hometown boys. So the Barryport boy, that Barryport, I got a hometown Barryport this week. So y'all might not even know none of these people unless you're from around this area or something. But I got a hometown Barryport. They had some nice racing down there. Sparta, Georgia, Tunnel, and Aunt Bonnie and them, they put on a nice little show down there. I had a whole pack of people down there and no big celebrities. We ain't had no big celebrities. I might have been the only celebrity type guy down there, and I ain't no celebrity. Had Kelly Cooper down there, Monica was down there, Aunt Bonnie, Dirty Red, Sam Lewis, Purple Rain. Man, we had a good time down there this weekend. So anybody else got anything they want to talk about what went on this weekend, come on, hit the one button now because I'm going to get this bad report. And if y'all got something to talk about, we're going to talk about it. If we ain't, I'm gone because I'm going to watch the game tonight. So Jessica, you're an Eagles fan too, Jessica?
Yes, sir. I'm a big-time Eagles fan, obviously because Jalen Hurts, my homeboy from Alabama. Followed him. And then I think there's four other players from Alabama that's on the Eagles team currently. And then, of course, you got good old Fletcher Cox. I mean, come
big
on.
Fletch, yeah, big
we
Fletch.
Race with him.
Right on.
We got big
right
Mike.
On, right on.
So,
right on.
Yeah, I'm a big,
right
big time Eagles fan.
Yes, ma'am. I like that. Well, kids, you ain't got nothing. You got mighty quiet, kid. Talk to me, kid. We all family, kid. Come on in here.
No, I ain't got nothing.
All right, because I got a question, Jessica. You can listen on this question. I'm going to mute your mic, but you might not want to get in on this question
mute.
I got. Cause,
yeah,
mute. What I'm saying is this question is might somebody might not like this question. Oh, that my girl. That my goddamn girl. That my co-host. Trilly! Now watch kid get happy now. Trilly! Watch kid.
How are you?
Now watch kid come on mute now.
That's my buddy.
Yeah,
that's right.
See that, he had anything right. Soon as Trickle get over there, he wake the hell up. Then, so, yeah.
Hey, Jessica, girl.
Ain't got nothing to put out? Well, the question, Trickle, you know, Jessica, you know, she might not be as liberal as you. She might not can speak like you speak. And the question is going to be Dylan. I really didn't want to ask you, Trickle, because you might get answered, but I really want to. Well, it's not a bad question, but it's a real question. But it ain't bad. But it's personal. It's a personal
mm-hmm.
question, though. And you know, sometimes you know, I if a woman didn't want to, oh, that juice man, there's gonna be a juice in there. That you juice? That you, boy?
Yeah, it's me, dog.
What up, man? What up? How you doing, man? You got anything you want to put out, bro?
No, I'm old. Yeah. I'm just kind of. All
right. Before I do that, I'm gonna put up.
I won't bother
the
damn dog. I want to hit.
Oh, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna bring it up now, whether they like it or not. I'm gonna bring it up, but I'm gonna bring up the joke one first, though. And this for the men here. This for the men. If you had a knife in your back and a dick in your ass, which one are you pulling out first? Damn, they want to answer to. Jessica, you can come in on the film.
That's a little sensitive question.
Jessica, you can come in on the film with two of the film because this is just a joke now. If you had a knife in your back or a dick in your ass, which one you gonna pull out first? And why everybody got quiet, man? Y'all can't answer my trick question. Somebody wanna answer my trick question?
I'll take the knife for 500, Alex.
Don't worry about it, Juice. Either play along or shut the fuck up. Trigger, that was good, Trigger. Trigger, but that's good, Trigger. That's good, Trigger.
I'm going to agree. I'm taking a knife and I'm going to stab it in your heart.
While
it's in my anus, right?
Hold up. Jessica, I didn't ask you to add anything into it. Trigger, you had a good answer. Don't spoil it now. Don't spoil it. Jessica, we didn't ask for the add nothing in now. All I asked. Well, okay, I just thought about something. That's right. It could have been a man or a woman. So, okay, my bad. I was just thinking on a man's point of view. Thank you, ladies. If you had a dick in your ass or a knife in your back, which one are you going to take out first? The two women answered. The men scared to say something. Juice don't know what the fuck he talking about. Can the men give me an answer? Man, I swear, I ain't never seen this many weak-ass motherfuckers scared to talk in my life. No, you're not. Flop, you wrong. Flop. Okay, since nobody want to participate in my good question, y'all some weak, sorry, scared mothers on here. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't no faggot, but let me take that knife out my back first because I know that knife going to kill me. If you done got your dick in my booty, it ain't killed me yet, so I ain't dead. I'm going to take that knife out my back first because I can bleed to death with that knife.
That part, dog. That part.
Talk to me, Trigger. Maybe if you start talking to these scared-ass, weak-ass men with their shame-ass scared successful,
I'm going to go on mute in a minute, but I'm going to tell you why, though, dog. I ain't never seen a penis go in the butt and kill nobody. I always see knives go in the back and kill folks.
Thank you. Jessica, you can talk to them since you ain't scared to talk to me. And it ain't nothing nasty. It's just something. That's common. The men scared to say something. You know why they scared to say something? Because they probably like their dick in their ass. They probably like that.
I can understand where men feel like that's kind of sensitive for them to say, I don't want to keep a penis in me, but I don't want to keep a knife in me either. So it's kind of like, you know what? Let me not even play with that.
Trigger. That's what you get them men that ain't secure with their manhood. I'm secure with my man.
You're right about
that. Take
that
motherfucking
Lily.
Knife.
Right
take that
this.
Goddamn knife out my back, goddamn it. Take that knife out my back, cause I'm gonna bleed to death with that motherfucker. But if I don't let you put it in my booty, if it's already in my booty, then, you know, I mean, that ain't probably gonna kill me. But that don't mean I'm gonna find
you
either. But take that
you
knife out my back.
You can talk and walk
anyway.
And everything after that. You can.
Yeah. But now, just I asked that question. You know what, Trigger? If you tell me how I asked that question, I'm gonna send you $100. Tell me why I asked that question.
I don't know why you asked that question, though.
Just if you tell me why I asked that question, I'm going to send you $150.
Well, somebody somebody must have had their knife in the back and their dick in their ass at the same time. So which one are you going to pick?
God almighty, Justin.
No, Justin, you too raw, Jeff. You wasn't you too raw. You wasn't. I asked that question because it did just what I thought it was going to do. You see, I ain't now man want to come on here and answer that question because they all want to make like they macho and they ain't got no real life and they just, you know, and they ain't confident in their manhood. They ain't confident in their manhood to come step up to see it. They ain't confident in their manhood. 706-6376. Who is this?
That's Dalton, a fan.
But look, I seen that question online
that's Richard.
Like 2 days ago.
Hey, I ain't asked you where you see that. Just answer the question. Anybody ask you where you see
that? I asked you that about it. Let me tell you the story. I'm at the pub downtown Augusta getting a hamburger and fries. A dude was at the bar, and he was telling jokes. So I said, look, man, I'm tired of you telling these jokes. Let's be serious for a minute. And he said, okay, let's be serious. I said, you got 30 minutes. The ambulance is on the way. I said, you only can make one move. I said, you got a knife in your heart. And a dick in your ass, which one you taking out first? And I just walked out. Everybody was quiet.
Yeah. See, I did that because most men, they're not confident in their nationality. I mean, if you're a faggot, you're a faggot. If you ain't, you ain't. If you're gay, you're gay. If you ain't, you ain't. I mean, what's wrong with that? Common sense ought to tell the average dumb motherfucker, don't care what it is. Take the knife out first, man. Take it out first.
Back on mute, no doubt.
Okay, brother. Appreciate you now. I love you. All right. That was a fan. Now, since then nobody wanna talk about that and I got Kid, that's the only way I can get Kid and Juice to shut up. They both mute like a motherfucker now. I'm finna ask this here question. I really didn't want Trika nor Jessica to answer this question. I really didn't. I did want a random woman to either answer it or text me to answer if you didn't want to be heard. See, the reason I did that, I don't want nobody on there talking about some, oh, man, they only talk about this. But it's a damn good question, and I'm trying to help out these weak-ass men. I'm trying to help you weak-ass men out because y'all, there's a lot of weak-ass men out there, whether y'all know it or not. Y'all think y'all real men, but y'all ain't. There's a lot of weak men out there. And I can say that because, see, I done been your age, you ain't been mine, and I done been through this shit before. And I ain't been right, I ain't been wrong, but I done been through it. Now, this is the real question. This is the real question. And the women might can relate to it. The men ought to know about it. What sex is good? What sex is good? The sex you ask for or the sex that you just run into in your relationship? Do you have to ask for the pussy? Or do you just have to let them give it to you, offer it to you? Which sex is best and why? Anybody want to answer that question? And see, I said, so you have to say it nasty because, you know, they don't understand it the nice way. So the pussy you ask a woman for or pussy that she just want to give it to you, which one is the best? Anybody want to answer that? You women ain't got to answer that unless y'all want to now. If y'all want to get in there, you can. I want to know the answer. Anybody can answer that? Somebody texting me. Let me see somebody texting. Let them give it. Oh, come on. All right, Butcher, that's a good answer, Butcher. Butcher, that's a good answer. Anybody want to answer that? Anybody want to talk about it? Don't nobody want to talk about it? It ain't really nasty. It's just something I'm
trying
to.
The one that you pay for.
The one you run into.
Okay, slow down. Slow down. Both of y'all. Y'all my boys. But I told y'all, y'all dumb and dumber. I gave you two options, and y'all bring two more in. Don't add nothing to my shit. Add something to your own motherfucking shit. Hold on, let me get a real motherfucker in. No, too late now. You done too late now. Y'all motherfuckers been fucking. Be quiet, Juice. Let me get a real motherfucker in. Come on here, Ben. Ben, tell the truth, Ben. You ain't ashamed to tell it. Come on, Ben. Ben, your mic open, Ben. Come off mute. Ben hit the one button. His wife might have slapped the shit out of him. He can't even talk. Oh, Lord. He opened one button, and his wife probably jumped on him. Now, again, I ask the question, which sex is better, the sex that you ask a woman for or the sex that she offered you? Which one is the best and why? It might not be the best. Talk to me now. Somebody talk to me. Since the men won't do it, well, that's what I said, man. I said it three times.
No, I thought you should run to the third time.
All right, okay, here, Ben back again. Maybe his wife didn't beat him up. Ben, talk to me, Ben.
Okay, now, I'm just using a theory here. If I'm in the
Don't give me no scenario where you at. I just answer my question. Don't change it. You can discuss your own. Don't change my question.
All right, say it again what you said. Because I know I'm going to take what you said the first time. What about the woman pose?
Okay. This is the question. Pussy that you ask for or pussy that's offered to you, which one is the best and why? If it is the best, why?
I'm going to go and get what I want, not offered to me. I don't want the offer.
Okay.
Oh, the offer is not really what I want because she offered to me. If
okay.
I'm a man, I go at what I like. That's it. I'm through.
Okay. That's right. A woman just texted me the right answer. I mean, that I think the right answer. 601-0826. Talk to me.
I like the one that's offered to me.
Right on.
You know, most women offer it to you. She got a reason she offering to you more chance than more to the plate. And sometimes when you ask one, she might do it.
Good report. All right, Pajo, come on in here, Pajo. You just want your mic on.
Hey, Pajo, I want to answer.
Be quiet. Hey, they offer somebody already talking to you. Come on.
It's a price tag.
Come on, pal.
If they offer to you, sometimes be a price tag for kids.
I didn't put that in there. You added that yourself, but okay, I got you. All right, Treacle, come on. Who you got, Treacle? Treacle.
They changed their mind, dog. They saw
you. Really ain't no real answer to it.
Yes, it is a real answer. Yes, the hell it is. Yes, yeah, the fuck it is. That's why I'm trying to educate you. I'm trying to educate you men. Y'all some weak. That's why I'm trying to. There's a lot of weak-ass men out there. There's a lot of weak-ass men out there.
New trash and somebody can offer to you new trash.
No. Let me tell y'all an answer, then maybe y'all could talk because y'all ain't got a fucking clue.
They don't.
Y'all ain't got a clue. If I'm just saying, for instance, I'm dating a woman, and I just go there and say, "Hey, baby, are we gonna fuck tonight?" All right. That's just a fuck to me. That's just a fuck. That is a fuck. Y'all put your phones on mute. I hear all that noise back there. Now, if I'm dating a woman, put your phones on mute, guys or girls. I hear all that background noise. Let me mute these phones, my damn self. God damn. Okay. If I'm dating a woman, and we go out and have a good dinner, a little wine, cocktails, or whatever we do, and we do this here, and we go home, we sit on the couch, watching TV or Netflix or whatever, and we just all of a sudden just make love. Now, that's a better love than just coming over there knowing you're going to fuck. It's a better love. It's a more sensual love. It's a more dedicated. It's a more romantic. Now y'all talk to me. You see where I'm going. Now y'all talk to me when you see where I'm going. I'm going on mute. Let y'all talk to me. Talk to me, guys. Help me out, ladies.
That's pretty much where I was coming from on the dog. When I was like, it's more intense. You know, like, that woman wants you, and it just happened, and she offering it. It's just something different.
Well, see, what I meant by offer, she just gave it to you.
Yeah,
when
it wasn't
I said, offer, you know, it wasn't planned.
Yeah,
there you go. Right. There you go.
Thank you.
God damn, is that 601-0826 that you
said?
Yeah,
that's 601. When you use the summit, can I get all the new one?
You put it smart. You put it smart. See, everybody else trying to overthink the situation and don't understand it and everything, you know. Exactly. It's going to be remembered because it was, you know, spontaneous. It was spontaneous.
Yeah, spontaneous.
It wasn't planned. It was,
yep.
You know, yeah. Shit. See, that's what's wrong with a lot of relationships now. That's why that pussy don't be no. Excuse me, ladies. I'm about to talk to Frank because these motherfuckers don't understand the nice way I say it. And, you know, you go out there and expect to get some coochie, and that's all it is. All you doing is fucking. You ain't making love. You just out there. You just fucking. If you go out there and buy it, you're doing the same shit. I'm trying to tell y'all how to serenade y'all women and y'all ladies. I'm trying to help y'all dumbasses out there. See, I'm too old to do that shit. I'm trying to help you young motherfuckers. If you don't, I must be your old ladies, and I'm too old to get it. So all I can do is mess it up and play with it. Come on in there with it. If you're on the road with the road noise, just mute your phone. I ain't mad with you. Just mute your phone until you get ready to talk. What you laughing at, homeboy? Homeboy, what the fuck you laughing at? What you laughing at, homeboy?
He's going to lube it up for us.
Well, that's all I can do. I can, you know. But, I mean, I'm trying to give y'all some real talk. Y'all don't... Ricky said, when it's offered, you're caught off guard, and it's better. That's right. When you ask, you have to plan, but when she is spontaneous, you just take. Exactly. That's my point, Trick. You ain't got to catch me. You can come on in and say it. Maybe these motherfuckers will stop being so nervous on here. Jessica, I don't know how you want to. Yeah, talk to me, Ben. You can use your scenario now, Ben, if you want to talk about your scenario.
It's just like you said. Boy, when the heat of the moment, you don't know what's going to happen when it's at that time.
Right.
What you doing?
Right.
You ain't
right.
Never playing. You execute at your
right.
Time.
That's right. Shit.
That's
what's
up? If it's something you want, you're gonna go at it.
Well, I'm trying to say, normally, if you just do it spontaneous and y'all it just happens, that means she wanted you too. So you might a woman might give you some shit. And really, she really didn't want to do it. She just did it because, you know, you probably asked her, you know, it was expected of her to give it to her. And that ain't nothing for her to remember. She ain't going to remember that shit. Like she was if y'all didn't both just come there and do it spontaneous together. That's more, it's more, it's more, It's more memorable, and more exotic. More, you know what I'm saying? It's better.
Yeah, that's
it's just nice. Better. Yeah, thank you. And that's even if you're married.
Go to the club and hang out, and they'll see what exactly what you're saying. Promise. That's fact.
But anyway, I tried to help my brothers and some of my sisters out there. Maybe y'all in the club right. I'm glad my man. I'm glad 601 got it. 601 dead on point. I'm glad he got it. He got it. And then that 601. That's Mississippi too, ain't it? That's Mississippi. Yeah. Well, anyway, that was my
all right.
What time is it? 7:30. Well, okay. Anybody got anything to talk about racing? Anybody got a bad report out there? I'm going to go and do this bad report. Anybody got a bad report? Anything they want to talk about racing? Anything going on? Anybody? Hello? Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody? Hello. I hear you. What you say? Huh?
I can hear anything you want. What you want?
What you say, Ben, who you talking to?
Nah, I'm talking about Grammy. Yeah. I'm going to move out.
Okay.
I'm talking about
you grandbaby. Yeah, it might not even be your damn grandbaby. Your little skinny ass ain't big enough to make no baby.
That's my grandbaby.
So might not even be your grandbaby. Might be. All right.
Yes,
okay. I'm going to close these mics up here. Got a lot of noise out here. Let me cut out on some of this noise. Kid, you ain't going to talk to me today? You and Juice? Y'all ain't going to talk to me today?
I'm trying to learn something, man. I'm listening.
Yeah, we missing man listening, dog. Okay, everybody can't answer your question right. You're just looking for a certain answer. And that's the only answer you got.
I ain't looking for a certain answer. I'm just looking for the right one. Ain't no certain one. I might be dead ass wrong, but I know I'm right though. I'm like Brother D. I ain't never wrong, but I'm
you're
always
right.
Right. I'm always right. Right. I don't know
Lord,
what
Lord have mercy.
Hey kid. I didn't want to bring it up, though, but I heard the Big Eddie show the other night. I heard that show the other night.
Oh, the Friday night?
Yeah, well, it was Spider, so I had one of them. I heard him and Leaking Leon going at it.
Not the shootout at the OK Corral.
And I ain't finna open your mic, Brother D. I'm not opening your mic. I ain't let y'all bring that shit over here. I ain't letting y'all bring that shit over here. Because you can't mess up my preacher. And my preacher on my show. Y'all still keep that shit over there and on the other show. Let me see what they got tonight. I hope if you talk about that, I'm gonna close it back up, B. We ain't talking about that shit the other night, man. You there, B? We ain't gonna talk about that this year.
No, I wasn't talking. I was only gonna tell you what the saying was, dog. I wasn't trying to bring up no message.
Okay,
I ain't always right.
I'm
just never wrong. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's all I want.
All right, that's good enough, then. All right, I'm closing D back up because he'll slip up, kid. You know, kid, he'll come back. I heard him going on about Leon had took a shower and went to the hospital and got checked out, and he's still going to kill Leon. Like, damn, when he going to stop?
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mr.
Lord,
him, I heard all of it. Yeah, man, I was over there, man. I said, oh, Lord, I was scared to come on. I thought I did the one, but I was scared. But anyway, let me go and do the bad report. The bad report this time is coming from the Macon drag strip. Damn near entirely from Macon. They had a good little show down there. I hear somebody sound like they got water and stuff going on in the background. Just mute your phone if you don't mind, please. Please, I said please. Just mute your phone. I ain't even cussing you out yet. All right, the bad of the week. Some of y'all might know them and some of y'all don't. The local folks know them, but whatever. And I know it's none of the local folks only the Bean knows it, but they ain't hit the one button. So you know what I'm going to say about that, right? Okay, I'm going to remember that, though. Anyway. The bad of the week is Samuel Harris III, Purple Rain, Little Monte Carlo out of Sparta, Georgia. Antoine Fluellen and Thomas Wobbly, them boys down there. Y'all might not even know these people. The car was Geronte Brady, a car they call Nasty the Lure. I don't know what they're trying to say, the liar or the lure, but they spell it D-E-L-U-H, the lure. So I'm gonna do what they say. The race of the week of the event was also Samuel Harris III. He drove five different cars, man. That man was on there. He was so damn tired. They had him in the staging lane. He was laying up there on the ground in front of the car. He was so damn tired. The jackass.
Oh, man, super jock.
Yeah, the jackass, the thought and the jackass. Normally, the thought and the jackass normally be the same thing. But at this time, it was my boy. I hate to say it. He's going to jump on me. He probably going to jump on me when he see me. It was Larry Wallace, a.k.a. Swine Flu. He the thought and the damn jackass. He had a damn, he had the first grudge race of the day out there. And he went out there, goddamn, and the red light is so damn bad, and then went all the way through instead of getting off with it. So the man wouldn't know how fast he was or how slow he was. He went all the way through. So he did Larry Wallace, a.k.a. Swine Flu. He did Thought and the Jackass. The Lamont Sanford is my man, Chevy Stang, Sherman Smith, Chevy Stang. He was locked out with doggone it, Dirty Red called Nunu. That's some of his dad, goddamn, popping and skipping and smoking and every damn thing. Sherman made a pretty decent pass, and then he didn't make a too good a pass, but they were supposed to run at 5 o'clock, kid. And you know what time he got there, don't you?
5 o'clock?
5:03. If he did Lamont Sanford, he didn't get there on goddamn time, motherfucker. Yeah, I don't care about that. Don't text me about that shit. They did on the morning show. The morning show don't want to come on and talk about it. I don't want to talk about it either. Sherman Smith and Chevy Stang is the Lamont Sanford. Most impressive out there was my man Geronte Brady with a 68 Camaro, called that Nasty Delia Dulu. Honorable mention was Obiez, Marcus Jones with the Karachi. Bad, but out there looking good.
Oh, man, not Karachi.
Yeah, Karachi. The driver of the week was James Freeman, which was Biz's driver, was a freak, driving Karachi. And the best race of the week, kid, was a little white pick-em-up truck named Trump versus Shmee, Shit's daughter. Man beat the shit out of me, but it was a damn good race. That was one of the best races down there. That man beat the shit out of me, though, but damn good race. So that's it. That's it. The bad report that people in that's around my area know who they is. Y'all on here on the big area, you might not know none of them people, or maybe one or two of them. So that is the official bad report. I'm finna go post it on Facebook. I'm finna open everybody's mic up, and y'all can say what you want to say, get it off your shit. I'm gonna even open Brother D mic up, but Brother D, you gotta go with the argument. Now. You gotta stay with the argument. We don't want you out there talking about you want to jump on it. You gotta stay with the argument. You gotta be stay friendly. I don't want y'all over here fighting. All the mics are open.
You know, I'm always friendly. I try to keep a smile on my face. And I go with the flow. I'm going to be friendly.
I plead the
fifth.
Nicest guys you ever want to meet. Help me out. He been texting me some good shit. I wanted him to come on and say it himself, so I won't have to do all the talking. Come on in there, Floppy. You open, Flop.
Hey, Key.
Yeah, what up, Flop?
Who you like, Joseph Wells or Salty?
Time to that time.
That's a good question. But you know what, though? I'm gonna go with the Chevy. I'm going to go with the Chevy, y'all, Flop.
What for them Chevy?
You can't do that.
Oh, okay.
What for them Chevy?
No, he ain't know it.
Hey,
the way Kid got,
Kid ain't always right, but he ain't ever wrong.
He can't lose that bet there. Definitely can't lose that hustle.
You going with the damn Chevy?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Chevy.
No, Kid.
See, who come on with all that damn noise? Who got all that damn noise? All I ask you to do is just put your phone on mute unless you're talking. Then you can, you know, I can take the noise if you're talking, but if you're just listening, mute that phone.
Must be a hungry motherfucker.
If someone else is cooking, y'all give me 5 minutes to put my shit on Facebook, man. Give me some talk, man. Y'all can't keep the show going for 5 minutes, man.
Yeah, we'll keep it going here, dog.
I like that gray vet.
Somebody.
I like that gray vet.
What's the deal, man? They lock in for the Snowbirds on National Dog. They lock in for the Snowbirds.
Who brought it to you? Who brought it to you? That's who brought it to you.
I like that event.
They're running at the Snowbird Nationals, man.
Yeah.
Sad.
It don't matter. I like that gray vet.
But you ain't
you talking about Marco Bird. And what's called Saul the Bitch. I like Saul the Bitch. I like him.
Marcus
like
Burke.
Him.
What the hell?
Marcus Burke got the other part, but I like Saul the Bitch. I like Saul the Bitch.
Well, Marcus Burke come from?
Which one y'all talking
about?
Oh,
he's drunk.
Crazy, I like Saul.
Show Will. He been sipping. He done started Thanksgiving already.
No, I did what?
No, I'm talking about grudge racing thing. I thought that was y'all were talking about. Down there that.
He talking about the race. He talking about the race they got locked in next week.
Hey, dog, go post your shit. I'll handle this.
No, I thought,
sir.
Let me handle this.
Hey, sir, if you just sit back and listen, I'll explain it to you. But we can't both talk at the same time. Salty Bitch is running Josie Wells. Not no Marcus Burke at the Snowbird National. When you said that, I said it three or four times behind you. You ain't saying much.
Like, I know you like
everybody. Yeah, right. That's all. I just want to make sure you understood where the race was.
I don't know. I be on the show, but I don't be trying to get in all that there, man. I work every day. I ain't trying to compensate all that.
We all work every day.
I like, and I bet my money who I like.
We all do that, though. We all do
that. Well, I'm just telling you. I know you ain't never met me. My name Ben, and we can be like Marvin Gaye. We can get it on. I like that. I like the bitch. We ain't worried about
anybody that know me know who
know
I'm being with.
Oh,
so,
I seen it.
So
you go against Salty, I'm gonna go against your ass.
Hey man, I know you drunk now. I was thinking in your bed, but then you holler, you don't get into all this shit. But now you on here.
No, I ain't gonna go drunk. I don't drink like that. So I'm.
You go, but you drinking though. You in an inebriated state.
Water.
Cause anybody know who I fuck with when it comes to that.
I know it. You deal with salt, and I know it. I ain't gonna go against that. I know it.
Hold on.
Let me ask you a question. Now, I do some dumb stuff. You like salsa like I like salsa. I do. I ain't going to dictate. I like him too. What the oil you go on the other side? I don't like the other side. I'm that
hold
gambling.
On. You
I'm gambling.
Still drunk because how I'm going to give you some odds and we both playing on the same field playing the same game. Why would I give you some odds? You don't see nobody spotting nobody tonight in that football game.
I'm gambling, I'm gambling. What you want
to
do?
What makes your gamble more than mine?
I'll take it 3-1. Tell me your gamble.
Yeah.
Tell me your gamble.
Head up, I little salty over Josie for a hot 100.
I ain't going to head up. Shit, no.
Okay, well, we can't talk to
you.
Find somebody else to talk to.
Me and you good friend.
Yeah.
I ain't got
I get on the other side 3-1.
See, they go a bit. They go a bit right there, 3-1. Man just told you.
I like salty, but you think I'm going to – man, you it ain't going up 3-1.
He'll take Josie if you give him 3-1 off.
I know what he want to say, but I know what I'm not going to get either.
But you were just asking me to give you some odds. Why you
can't
get him?
I wanted you to do it.
No. His money.
I'll
tell
you the money.
We're going to stop that right here.
Okay.
Your 3-1 is what? I tell you what. Mm-hmm. Get you a number to dial. We'll go on 3-1. We'll start at him.
Oh, shit.
No, we don't want that. Look. Okay. All right. You want to bet $3,000 for the 3-1?
Man.
I'm asking you a question.
That motherfucker
really do that. You do what I just asked you to do. You call dog, and we'll work it out. That's what I just told you to do, didn't
it? Man, dog got somebody to hold the show now while he do the bird report.
No, that's right, but I'm being legit. I understand. I know y'all don't know nothing about Ben. My name Ben.
We know you, Ben. We don't talk to you.
Yeah, but I be on the show. But I'm just saying, I got raped, but I got caught. I ain't into that no more. I ain't into it no more. I'm just being the heaven guard truth. I don't allow interest in it. I ain't got no interest in it no more. I'm just being truthful. I just ain't into it no more. Ain't that?
You're that tough shit. You're that tough shit. That's for sure.
I just ain't into it no more.
He ended in 1938.
I just don't go out there and get
into the shootout.
That's not my life.
Let the ice melt.
The Neho King.
Ice melt.
What Ben go?
No,
I
ain't going.
I can't hardly hear you, Ben. Hang your phone up and call right back.
Ben, your phone breaking up.
Trying to get a better connection. Hang up the call, Ben. I can't hardly hear you. Hang your phone up and call right back.
No. Oh, look, I can pay my phone. Yeah, plan to pay yours and plan them all too. So I want to tell y'all.
I didn't say you couldn't pay it. I can't hardly hear you. Hang your phone up and call right back.
Yeah,
you're breaking up.
You got a bad connection.
Look, yeah, I'm going to break up because you're going to break up. You bring that car you got, I'll stamp your ass.
Yeah, you won that race.
Now what? Now
you won
what?
That race.
Now what?
Hey, if you have
keep
a real car, what you got right
ain't
now, we'll try.
Hold up. Let me tell you a little something about beers. I ain't into that right now. Small fry. I want no small fries.
You race for what you can, Ben. Yeah.
I want no small fry. That's where I make my money at. Down low. See, them more of them, 20, 10.
What kind of car you got, Ben? What kind of car you got?
I got a Mustang. I got Chevrolet motor. Chevrolet. Full body. I got that. That's what I got. I ain't worried about that $10,000, $20,000. I ain't studying none of that. Let me get them few $100,000, $1,000, $2,000 or $3,000. Let me get that. Let me get that small fry. I ain't studying that $10,000. I ain't saying I can't afford it. I ain't studying none of that. I ain't saying I can't afford it. I might don't have it. And I probably got a car that I can do it too, but I don't want none of that. I don't get that grocery money first.
You drive
get
your
that
own car.
Get that grocery money, Ben, because goddamn it, trying to get that big money, you fuck around and starve to death.
No, I ain't going to never starve, not in my house. I got money stacked up on top of money. I ain't never starve,
man. Hey, Keith.
Yeah, what up, Flop?
Is it me or is Ben phone low and breaking up? He need to call, hang up and call Ben.
Yeah, Ben, I can't hardly hear
you.
Your phone breaking up.
I tell you what, Ben.
Hang up and call right back.
Hold on. I'm gonna say, Flat. What the dude that talking that we gotta talk? I had to give him some credit. He very intelligent. What his name that guy on the phone? He got a mother. He got a car. That drive truck too. I'm able to listen to him.
What are you talking about,
baby? Speak up now. Speak up, man. You know what I'm talking about? You. That got that the one that got a high volume that he dog collar very intelligent everything. Got a Mustang. What's your name? I know him now. I can't think it right now.
No,
you got
a Mustang.
My blood pressure. You got my blood pressure up. Ain't you got a Mustang?
Oh, don't let him get your blood pressure up, man. Don't let him get your blood pressure up.
No, not you. The other dude that came up. Truck driver, whatever. That's not what he want to do. That's what he wanna do. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm talking about the dude that I know talking about on the show. That kid, what you wanna do?
Kid, fuck you up, kid.
What I wanna
kid,
do?
That his name. Y'all come over here, truck driver, that name Kid. And you got a big block, got a small block, what you wanna
do? I don't drive no trucks.
Shut up, you ain't you. You ain't the same voice. Get the fuck off the line.
Who was on the phone?
He know who was on there. Hey, I'm going to do that dog. That lawyer. And not, you know what I'm talking about. He's smart. He know who I'm talking about. Dog know what I'm talking about. Don't play no game with Ben now.
You talking about Pedro?
I Joe, the only old
motherfucker. Your ass.
Miller, hey, Ice Miller and stuff like that.
I joined another Mustang, though.
You got
that
stuff.
I knew that one. I don't know what car you got, but I know you, and I don't watch your car. So now, that ain't you. I know your voice, monotone, so you better get on something new. I'm a soldier, so you can't call it strategy.
And good job.
I don't know. You, man,
Lord, how much?
Woman, son of Carolina, I thank God I come meet you. I met you a point.
Ooh.
Now, I want to hear you talk. Not your cheerleaders.
Damn, okay, hell of a being good.
You're not being rough, though. You're rough as a motherfucker.
No, hey, can't hardly understand what Ben.
He's talking about me. He's talking about me.
No, you blocked.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I ain't got no Mustang, and I don't drive no truck.
Yeah, what car? That's the man I want that void up. I ain't say what car. I just trying to suck out your ass. That flock, I'll try to suck it out your ass.
Hold on,
Hey, dog. I learned from the bed, dog. I learned from you.
I drive a big car, Flop.
Well, see, that's a no-go then. That's a no-go. Woo. Hey, hold on,
now,
dog. I'm just
laughing.
Ben said, no, dog called him and said he's real intelligent. He's waiting on my voice to come back up.
That's it now.
Ben said, yep, that's him. That's him.
I know that boy, dog.
Yeah.
Block, what you want to do?
Block.
I got a small block, and you got a big
block. Okay, dog,
make
get out the way and drive the car. Okay.
No,
I take everything and drag race. You got a professional
driver. Don't worry about dog.
And all
you
of that. I want everything in drag race. I got a street car.
You crazy, man. Why you go to the damn side? You go to the summit.
I tell you what, you threw on me.
See, you were talking shit to me.
I ain't never talked shit to you.
I don't know what you got or none of that. I tell you what I got. I ain't no shame in the game.
Come on. Tell me what you got and how fast it is.
I don't know how fast it is.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you that. No, I don't know. I ain't going to lie to you. I will tell you that. I tell you what, Flop, we're going to meet up when the next major event. I'm going to make sure Dow make an appointment for me and you.
Okay.
How about that? That's fair.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, me and you friends. I ain't never met you. But we're going to meet up. How about that?
I don't care who, whatever.
I don't care if you bet, whatever. I ain't care about money. It's just like I like pride. I don't give a damn bet a dollar. I like pride. I like that dub.
No, we're going to bet more than a dollar now.
Whatever. I ain't got no problem with that. That ain't no issue. I send a dollar. Ain't no money. Pride with no issue with no money. So I ain't send into that stuff like jamming with them big mother. I ain't into that. I don't rate like, I like that little money. See, I like that little money. See, that little money, it'll be like that capital big money. So I like that little money.
Not
Donald
Trump.
What? What the fuck you saying about Donald Trump?
Like that nigga.
I ain't got no dump truck. I ain't never owned a dump truck in my life.
Sure, you like that nigga.
Well, how you hire your money around then?
I don't do all that. I work every day.
Well, how you hiring around? Okay. You got enough money to fill a dump truck?
I work every day. I know what you're trying to say, but I work every day. How about that?
We all work every day.
Okay, then. How you haul your money around every day?
In a dump truck.
Well, I don't. I ride it with me.
If you don't hang that, hey, we got to sing it on the
you
phone.
You can't
bet
with me.
Oh, my bad, dog. I'll sing the nail song.
Hey, dog, go on and go do what y'all do.
Oh, we finna get off here now. Ain't nobody got me in there. Everybody, you know, quiet and everything.
Yeah,
you got a I got a, let me see if my girlfriend on that first.
Ben say he work every day.
Show going, but okay.
Ben got money stashed out there in the yard, man.
I bet
Ben don't work every day.
I work every day.
I bet he don't.
Every day. I work every day in the goddamn making kind of school system.
I'm with you, Pierre. I bet he don't work every day.
I bet he don't work every day.
He say he work every day in the making kind of school system.
That's where I work at.
I bet he don't. I bet he don't work every day. I'm with you,
I bet he don't work every day.
I bet they look on their own work.
Uh-oh. There you go, Keith.
What did he say?
Take him up on that bet, Keith. He say he work every day.
I bet you don't work every day.
I work every day.
I bet you $20 you don't work every day.
No, you want to be a sucker, but you want to go 7 days a week. I might go in one a trip a week and take a month a week.
They want to know if you're drunk or just funny.
Ben, I'm gonna bet you $20 you don't work every day.
Let me tell you, I want y'all to listen to me. I can retire from the school system.
What you drink, Ben?
I take off. I want them to pay me to be off. I want to take my days off. Cause I don't want them to tax my money. So I wrote a take off, and then they'll be off, and you're going to tax it. That's fine. If I got all these sick days, I don't want no early retirement. I want them to take all these days off. I'm not concerned with the taxes or nothing else.
I bet you don't work every day.
I bet you work every day.
You ain't old enough to retire either. Nowhere near it.
All right. I got two retirements. When I retire, that's going to be three retirements. I didn't ask you about your retirement. You said I ain't retired.
Hey, Keith. Hold up. He might be able to retire because he's working every day.
No. I'm going to help you out a little bit. Dog, I know it is wrong. I did 21 years in that goddamn army. I did 21. I did 11 years traveling for the federal government. 11 years. I went out of the whole 52 states in the new United States.
I've been working for the federal government all my life.
I did federal country.
He done been working 32 years, dog.
He was drunk every day.
He's been working for the federal government all my life, Ben.
I can do it. You can tell me what I couldn't do.
Hey, Doc, he's about 50. He said he worked 21 years somewhere, 11 years somewhere. And he had to be about 17 or 18 to start working. I'm going to say he in the 50s.
I'll tell you what. You know what? I went in the Army at 21 years old. I'm an educator. I went in at hour 21. When I tried to go in at 17 years old, I couldn't go in. I ain't weigh 100 pounds. I couldn't go in. I did listen to him now. I'm trying to educate you a little bit, son. I wanted to be a hard jockey, right? I had the thing to go to Kentucky to ride a horse. But listen to me. I'm trying to tell you a real true story now.
So when have you ever seen a black jockey?
Hold on. Y'all think it's a game. I went to Kentucky. I had horses. I had to stay on that weight. I was going to Perry High School in Perry, Georgia, see who was the best rapper. I wish got out of my weight class and going and looking who was the best. No, I'm talking about high school. See, y'all don't know nothing what I know.
We don't.
You get your car ready. That's what y'all do. I can face it. That real easy to me. Clark, get on here.
Man.
Come on up to Holly Springs. Meet me in Holly Springs Sunday.
I'll tell you what I can do. No, you can be in Holly Springs.
Them beer must be hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get there. I think if dog got an obligation somewhere, then we got to work with it. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to meet her. How about that?
What about Montgomery Frank?
Look up. You can't set nothing up for me.
You said you've been watching my car. I don't even know what yours
no,
is.
No. I ain't said I've been watching your car. I've been watching how you talk on the show.
No, you ain't. You said you've been watching my car. Now bet $100 and we'll play the show back. Bet $100 and we'll play the show back.
Do you want to do that? When I see you, we meet up, we can bet whatever. That's K Club.
I don't know.
Send me a picture of your car. Well, Dog was saying, hey, Dog, he's in the car.
I ain't asking, Dog. You told me not to talk to him.
I'm asking you. Dog's in the car.
Dog's not reading no Bible.
I ain't seen your car either. I seen a picture.
Dog saw me. Well, send me a picture.
Look, man,
of yours.
Quit crying, man. You need a pacifier, what, man?
You the one on here crying, and your pacifier was that red cup.
I'm a sucker your ass. When we meet up,
man,
you get that.
The only thing
you're
going to suffer is whatever that juice is in that red cup that got
oh,
you
man, not
like
suck out
of
cup.
No. See, Dog will be that much food. So one thing you better know, you better come for yourself and get yourself what you're going at. Your Dog will be surprised, too.
You get the players in the game, and I... Man, Dog, old man, he ain't going to be surprised.
Don't worry about him. Don't give a damn.
Don't too much surprise, Dog.
What I said, if he's 1,000 years old, I stick with him. I ride or die with him. So what now? I don't give a damn. Whatever happened, it ain't his problem.
Be in Holly Springs Sunday.
You can't rush nothing with me. I tell you what you do. When I meet up, I'm going to come pat you on the shoulder. And they go that.
Uh-oh. No, you ain't.
No, it don't work like that. You don't dictate nothing to me.
I dictate you patting me on my shoulder.
Well, I'm going to tell Flop, you.
You got to talk before you know who you is, Flop.
You damn hey, dog.
Dog, I know who he is.
No, you don't either.
Trust me, I know.
You ain't never seen me.
Okay. Keep thinking it. But okay.
Uh-oh.
We got something for him. Somebody coming in here. Somebody on 2666. Who was that on 2668? 773? All right, y'all. It's getting close to that
right
time, y'all.
What up, Dowie?
I think you got more of me. Yeah. I tried. I
can't. Dog, Chef Lisa, somebody finna get fucked up. Somebody finna get fucked up.
Send
somebody
me a picture of your car, up. Man.
Somebody
send me a picture of your car.
I tell what you had, dog. Anything about that car, he can tell you. He can ask you anything about that car. Yeah, we did a little thing back. But
we run, dog.
He don't know.
I'm telling y'all some truth out. He don't know.
So how you know you need a spot? Why you asking me to make it right if y'all don't know how fast it is?
I got a small block. You got, hey, come on. I don't know, but I know. Make it right. I call your bluff, man.
Okay, I'm going to make it right. You drive the car, and I'm going to try your head to fuck
up. I can't drive. Now, dog, you know I can't drive.
I don't know that. I can't either.
Well,
every time I go down the track, I knock over cones.
I can't pass surgery, so I can't drive no car. So I can't get no car. I ain't getting
it. I'm going to need a front end alignment, Flop.
No. I had that from the arm. Ain't never been no wreck or none of that right now. So I
now
had
I'm that.
He was trying to block.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a front end
alignment. No, but my spine surgery, so I got to.
Your car don't lead that hard.
I make it lead hard enough to get dick hard on your ass. Trying to change that pussy.
Hey, you know the one in Nashville's going to stop. Hey,
I change
you
that
know
pussy.
The one in Nashville's going to stop.
I change that pussy, goddamn. And get what? When I chase, I'm going in.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Don't be trying no hell. Yeah. No, I'm going
hey.
In.
Meet me in Holly Springs, Sonny, hey. Man, for 2000.
I got something set up for this fucker right here. I got something for your ass. They got Kool-Aid and sugar in it.
He's going to be out. Pussy.
I want to fuck. Hey, he said,
I want to fuck.
If you like to go in the asshole, if you like to go in booty holes, I see why you he driving.
I ain't say I was driving. Hey Ben,
I got one question to ask
you.
Let me ask you a question for real. Where was you at when Dog was 17?
Hell, I wasn't in no real stuff like you.
Hey, no, Flop, what the fuck you mean about that?
The best thing you can do is leave.
Hey, Ben said he want to go as much out of the ass.
He said that.
Cleaning these erasers on the trees.
Hold on. I'm going to educate you on what I
I'm
just
saying.
Hold up. Since he asked that question. In a contract goes through that system, get who it got to go through. I have
what
the college
contract?
Degree to ask for the contract to how to be.
What kind of contract, man?
In a contract. For any work going in that school system.
Oh, you talking about work,
I have
work
that.
Contract, work
and
order
I
contract.
That one of them, I'm talking about
facility maintenance. You ain't
That splash money. You don't know, man. The splash money, that come from the state. So, still. It still got to go through the bid process.
I had to find that damn noise, man. I had to find that noise.
So you're doing a lot of stealing then, huh?
Appreciate that,
though. It wasn't me, was it? No. I don't fuck with nobody money.
You say all the money got to go through you.
Hold on. I tell Superintendent what I think. If he want to override me, okay, he do. There's no problem with that. But
what kind of experience you got to make those decisions?
I was an Army certified contractor. Army sent me to school in Fort Lee, Virginia. Got to graduate.
To do what? What kind of contractor?
Hold on, I'm gonna teach you something. But
agriculture and horticulture.
Right, hold on. Don't you listen to me now. Listen to me. These are two words you got to remember. I can write the contract, and his proposal, his bid, that what I want to write for the proposal, I have that choice. Because my interest is for the military. So when they put their proposal in there, I put my acquisition, they call it acquisition contract. That's what they call it.
Who be proofreading your contract before they go to them people?
Look up, man, I ain't got to
read your contract. Who proofreads your contract before they go to those people?
Don't you listen to me. Look. You think it sounds dumb, but I'm not going to go educate.
No. I understand exactly what you're saying.
No, you sound like I'm a low-grade guy, but I'm going to educate.
No, I didn't. I asked you who proofreads your contract before you send them out.
That. When I said that, in the Army, No, you can't talk that shit, man. I ain't did 20 years for nothing. You remember that.
What, 20 years in prison?
Well, you did 20 years at.
And I tell you what. I know you don't know about that right here. You know, sir, the Army. So, hold on. I'm going to add a dog. The General Rissell was a two-star general.
Mine is
a
terrible
thing.
You say Willie Dog was a two-star general?
No, I didn't say that. No, man, don't try to play me, man, because I ain't one of that shit. I'm a straight up guy.
That ain't no man. That's a lady.
Don't joke with me. You be talking to me straight up. All that shit ain't worth a damn. Man.
That ain't no man. That was a lady.
Alexander Wentz was just in Virginia, and I served that man. That man became a four-star.
What did you retire as? What's your rank when you retired?
E7P, because I ain't want to get no motherfucking years no more.
Oh, you was an E7 promotable and you retired because you didn't want to lead nobody?
No. Hold up, Trick. Let me educate you a little bit.
Wait, be quiet. I'm trying to talk to the man, y'all. Come on now. I'm trying to hear this shit.
Hold on, Trickle.
Listen, go ahead. I'm listening because you said you was an E7P and you ain't, and you retired because you didn't want to do what? Because you didn't want to do what?
Hold on, Trigger. Now you better get away from it, Trigger. I'm trying to warn you before you get in.
That's Trigger, not Trigger, man.
I don't
he can call me Trigger. He can call me Trigger because I'm finna shoot his ass in just a minute. Go ahead. Now you're an E7 and whatnot.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Hold on, Trigger. No. I need you to tell me what you retire as again. I didn't hear you because the man was laughing. You retire as an E7P. Why?
Promoter. Yes, I did.
Well, why?
Because I didn't want to serve I'm an educator. Well, my retirement date on my ETS card, my time was served for me to get out. All I want to do was my time to get out. Then when they put it out the way, like you retire now, they got on that thing on they call that you ain't no date on their call. So I didn't want that.
So this what I'm asking you. You're not listening to me. What I asked you were, and I'm trying my best to understand you because I don't understand.
I'm with my friend. You couldn't
No. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this because my husband retired as an E7P. So his story is a little different from yours. So I'm trying to understand your story.
Well, what you want?
That's why.
Okay.
You said you retired because you didn't want to do what now?
When you got your card, right? You guys, anybody?
Yeah, your ETA. There's no date on retirement. It's like the 2040 something.
Bullshit.
Say 2004. What you want to say, Flat?
Ricky
say indefinitely. Ricky say he'll say indefinitely. So what you want to say?
I got out in 2020.
Okay, 2020. Yeah. Go ahead. COVID.
No thing.
Just come on.
How
many years you did? You did 20 years and you was an E7 promotable at 20 years? You were an E7 promotable before 20?
No, there's a lot of things goes on inside that, but you don't know. I tell you what.
Okay, go ahead.
You got any more that one shoe
coach and
shit.
He did 21.
I'm really trying to understand.
Hold on. I'm going to help you out.
You're going to come to 21.
I'm holding.
What's 9 plus 10?
No, be 21.
Hey, y'all, wait. I'm really trying to hear this, y'all. I really want to hear this. This is interesting right now.
I ain't going to do this shit.
You are supposed to do this. You are supposed to do this because you're doing it. Go ahead.
I'm going to do it. I don't give a fuck.
You better do it.
I'm going to pass over. Hold on. I will pass up twice because you know what? I feel a goddamn
listen, why
did
I pass you up twice?
That's why I got fucking passed over.
Why you got passed up twice? Why you got passed up twice again?
That's why.
Oh, you went over there to 411. You went to 411 work? You went to 411 work?
That shit you talking about? Hold up. I'm going to help you out a little bit more. Yeah, I did it. And my goddamn colonel took me with him to protect me because what I did was right. Now, talk now.
Wait, but listen to me. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm asking you what happened. And you said you were passed up twice because you beat somebody ass. Your colonel.
But he just said he's smaller than skin.
Look, hold up. In my ER, get what they are. 100%. 100% All of them.
Your NCOER.
That is what promotes you to get promoted. That is a fact.
That damn show ain't what promotes you to get promoted. That damn show ain't what gets you promoted. You're what you do.
And then guess what? I didn't want to re-enlist no more years. Because I told my wife I didn't want to serve no more.
Name? What's his name, y'all? What's his son, first class? What's his name?
It ain't Trickle.
Son, first class, what?
Yeah. y'all want to play that game. That game.
No, what's your name? Saul First Class, what is your name?
All Captain right. Morgan. Captain Morgan.
No. Well, you can call him Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan. When I see you, I'm Captain Morgan. You
Wait, y'all. I'm really trying to talk to the fella. I'm really trying to hear this. Because I like to hear. Wait a minute, y'all. Be quiet. I like to hear this.
About me, man.
And Thomas, Saw First Class Thomas.
I know it, sir.
Hey Ben, how many rockers? How many rockers you had under your
Let me tell you something. You know what the baddest thing ever happened to me with a battlefield with women?
Tell us.
No, the women. Right. No, they were jealous. That goddamn period. It was a fucking all the fucking time. And what not being?
Because they talking too much. You gotta talk up, Ben. You were E7 promotable. You talking about the E3, man? Talk up.
They came on their period.
Came on the cycle. Hey, Ben, you know what? You know what, Ben? My husband say the same thing. And he say when you used to travel for days on end and them girls have to pee, it's the worst smell on earth. He did tell me that. You right. You're not lying.
Now, that's the biggest problem.
He told me that.
Come on, they pee and stank up shit.
Guess what? Guess what, Ben? I'm one person that's going to stand firm when I tell you this. Women don't belong on the battlefield. I don't care how you feel about me. I said what I said, and I meant it for several reasons.
What?
Long out there. They want to be there, though. Let them be out there.
That's my worst nightmare. You got a baby?
Be out there. They love it. They want to be out there with y'all. Let them go with their big funk ass once a few days a month. And they got to get in that foxhole. Ain't no changing no pads every 4 hours in no foxhole. You already know what it is. There ain't no secret.
Pussy smell worse
than not the pamper.
Hey, kid, Ricky told me them women so stank, man. He say it makes him want to throw up. Could be the cutest when you first show up. By the time you get where you're going, they're the ugliest motherfuckers ever because they stank.
That's Victoria's Secret in there.
That's them goddamn military browns.
Let me ask you this though, Ben.
How much terminal leave you had once you retired?
They don't call it terminal, it's transitional.
Yeah, I had
terminal leave now. It's terminal nowadays, dog.
I had.
Get out the way, trickle.
That's what I come with the government contract. That's why I came with Fort Stewart. I came into the government.
Year you went to Fort Stewart, Ben?
I've been there twice. I only go for Fort Benning, Fort Stewart. When I called VA, I said I'm gonna go.
Yeah, you went to Fort Stewart, Ben.
I went to both of them. I only go
a year though. I still need a year. I don't care about Benning. You was an infantry if you was at Benning. But what year?
Hey, but don't ask me that, because I stayed up for 5 years.
Man, you with the bullshit, because you know I'm going to tell Ricky to check your ass out. I'm going to get Ricky to get your ass well on the go.
You going to Ricky. I tell what you do. Going to Ricky. I tell what you do for me. Go into Ricky, and you go in there and look at in the academy. I taught school there for 5 years.
And Ben, what's your last name, Ben?
Where you taught school at?
For Stewart, he say.
Somebody lying.
Get up here and get Ricky. Let me get up here and get Ricky, because baby, you must be one of his compadres.
I'm telling you,
on the phone said he taught at the academy for 5 years at Stewart.
I saw him 5 years. No, we said.
Asking him what year, he won't tell me. His name Ben, though. You know what I'm saying?
For
Stewart, too, that was teaching with you.
He got amnesia.
Ask him, Ben, what's your last name? You know Ben, though?
Hold on.
No, Ben. He taught at Fort Stewart for 5 years, too.
Okay, hold on. No, I did not say it for Stewart. I thought you said Fort Ben. Now, I
Fort Ben. Oh, he switched that shit quick.
Okay, you get your hood. Yeah. You get your hood.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm going to fix this thing here. When,
okay, go ahead.
Hey, Ben, I can't talk to you about Fort Bennett. My husband won no infantry. His score was a little higher on the test. He was something different than that.
Hold on. I want to know what he did in Fort Bennett. That's what I want to know.
Not
Fort
Bennett,
Georgia.
I was a sergeant. I ran the shop. 88, added fit, all of that.
Yeah, my husband ain't never been to Fort Bennett.
Somebody said you was a cook.
Fort Ben out there, Fort Stewart. I'm tell you what, I'm gonna help y'all out a little bit. When you come in the gate,
we don't care about the gate. We done all been through the gate. We want to know the year your ass was in Fort Stewart and Fort Ben.
1380. When you come through the gate, that 1-3 added fence. That is my mistake. You wanna talk shit? Then we gonna change the honor.
I'm asking you real questions, sir. So we asking you questions to verify your goddamn fraternity. Cause right now you sound like you tripping on the fraternity, man. You cannot do that to the army fraternity, man. That shit is a brotherhood. Don't be on here with that bullshit, Ben.
We went to 1-3. To 1-5, the chains
are
got
though.
We don't care what year you was in Bennett and Stewart.
When you was at Bennett, what year was you at Bennett, and what shop did you run?
Oh,
now you want to look at paperwork? I ain't gonna say no. I won 1-3, then we went to 1-5. That we went to. We changed the honor of the flag. We were 1-3. We went to 1-5 that we went to. We went to 1-5.
It was in 101st, man.
Well,
101st, man.
I was there 1-3, and then we went to 1-5.
One in 101st.
101st Airborne.
Shit, you went 101st.
That was Fort Bragg.
You just not retiring? You ain't did shit if you went 103, man. 101, man.
101
Airborne.
I know I'm talking about.
One dropped in. 101 dropped in Iraq.
No, we
first,
all added
before anybody.
We airborne.
Then first dropped
no
in the Baghdad.
We
when the song Baghdad, the bombs over Baghdad came out, 101st was there.
No,
what are you talking about, Ben? What you did, Ben? Because you bullshitting, Ben, and it's making me mad that you get your ass on here portraying the military like this. You got to stop that shit, man.
Now, we went to the whole
wall.
Hold on.
And my husband made E7 in 10 years.
Hold on. I'm going to straighten your ass. You talk about 1-5, we changed all of the colors. We went to a 1-3 to 1-5.
Give a damn about a 1-5. A 1-5 ain't did shit.
Get the hell up, because you don't know what the fuck you talking about. When we went to
Go ahead, Ben.
You goddamn right, because I know. We went to Patriots. I was in Giebelstadt, goddamn Germany. We went to Patriots when we shooting them goddamn skulls.
Hey, Giebelstadt ain't shit. Ain't shit happened to Giebelstadt.
Blood pressure to a rookie that don't know nothing about no walk. You better talk to some boys that
don't
know nothing.
Now you with the bullshit, man.
I'm telling you,
what year
was you at Fort Benning and what shop did you run? That's what I want to know.
This shit making me mad. I don't give a fuck if you portray a Q dog. You could be an AKA. You can be whatever the fuck you want to be. Don't get on here claiming to be military, and that shit ain't right, Ben.
No Q dog.
He can't portray no Q.
Hold up. Hold up.
None of that shit going on either.
Hold up. Y'all ass.
He can't portray that.
Right,
dog. What's 15 in goddamn Fort Bend?
What's 214, dog?
Exactly. I keep telling Ben that. But Ben want to make it seem like he did 21 as an E7 promotable and retired, but he did this in Gita Star. He ran the shop in Fort Bend. And what was going on in Fort Bend?
He could have still been 21. See, if you was already E7, they let you stay at least at 20. They let you stay at least 20.
I tell you what. You're
right.
Hey, dog, I'm going to ask you another question. This real talk here. I want y'all listening
just
right.
Send me your 214.
Y'all ever heard that the military went to Kosovo, Yugoslavia, and had a war? I just asked you a simple question.
Did went to Kosovo in the 90s?
Don't say no.
Kosovo in the 90s.
No.
What though, Ben? For you to do 21 and retire in 2020, you didn't go to Kosovo, sir. You didn't go to Kosovo, sir.
You're wrong.
Kosovo, sir.
Go to the next one. You're wrong.
Talking about Kosovo was 93.
You're
mad.
Read
it. My uncle was in Kosovo. My uncle wasn't in the army yet.
No, what I just
stop
told
this shit, man. Ain't no shit up, man.
No. You started. I'm going to read the award.
Go to his ass, Trico. Go to his ass.
From February 98 to August 98. You can't talk that shit to me. I speak back.
Me, you just Googled that shit, Ben. You Googled that shit because I Googled it too. And let me tell you this too, Ben. You know, if you went to Kosovo, you went to Kosovo straight out of basic training.
No, you try to get on here and talk shit. I ain't letting no woman talk.
Retire
shit.
In 2020, right? In 2020, right? That means you went in 1999, right? That means you went to Kosovo and started basic training, man. Come on now.
Hey,
man, Kosovo, you went in 99 and started basic training.
I know what the Army is.
What was your MOS?
Now, hold on. I had two MOS. I'm going to help you out a little bit. I had two MOS.
Okay, what was it?
I work on truck. Then I had a medical supply MOS. Medical supply. I can work on horse clothes. Now I had two. I went to Sam Houston for medical. I went to Fort Jackson for mechanics.
What is?
Now what? And generator two at Fort Jackson. Now what, Chunk?
What number is your MOS? Man, they say you spent 21 years as a grunt, man.
Let me explain this to you, dog. The man said he retired in 2020, right?
He don't know that.
20 years from 2020 is 2000, right? And he we're gonna give him the 21. If we give him the 21, that means he went in 99, which means he went to basic and then straight to Kosovo. Because Kosovo was over before 2001, dog. Right, dog? Am I lying or not? Whoever got that mic on with that goddamn air in the phone, go on mute, because
right.
This shit done got real to me.
That's right, Tricky. Give it to
me. Listen to me. Him all, we're calling down. But
hey, Tricky, then he said he did 7 years somewhere else.
Hold up.
So that put him out of high school in 1988.
Hey, Ben. Let me ask you a question, Ben.
That mean he's 53.
Ben, let me ask you a question, Ben. Ben, let me ask you a question. What's the 89? What's the 89 delta? What's the 89? What's the 89 delta?
I don't know. I wasn't into that. And it goes to the field regular.
That's the EOD. And let me explain something to you. Well, let me explain to you why it bothered me so bad that you get on here with this bullshit. Let me explain you why.
I wasn't in there. Get
explosive ordnance. That's exactly what it is. But let me explain to you why when people get on here with that bullshit and it run my blood pressure up. Because let me explain something to you. It's a lot of men that gave a lot. And it's a lot of men that gave all they had. And for you to get your ass on here with this shit, Ben, is really fucking with my spirit, man. Fucking with my spirit, because somewhere you lying, man. And you ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie. If you was a cook, you was a cook. If you was a grub, you was a grub. It's fine. There's no problem with that. But you ain't got to claim all this extra shit, man, because people really gave a lot of what they fucking had to do that military shit for more than 20 years and retire. You ain't got to do all that, Ben. I'm just telling you that because I'm being 100% real with you. I'm not mad with you. I'm just telling you. You ain't got to give me shit about Kosovo because your ass ain't been in no fucking Kosovo if you've been 21 years. That's 1999 you came in.
Hold on.
Come on, line.
Hold on.
I need you to not do that, Ben. I need you to not do that, Ben. I need you to not do that, Ben.
I want y'all to listen to me because it wasn't about retiring and go get a pension from the government or this and that. I was studying.
You get it. You get it.
Hold on.
You
not
trying to get
a pension from the government.
They're
going
to
shoot you.
But you get it, though. But you get it, though. So don't tell me about what you ain't trying to do. Because if you weren't trying to do, you wouldn't do it right now. You'll get it when you turn 65, Ben. You'll wait till you're 65, Ben, if you ain't worrying about it, Ben.
I don't need nobody money.
You got 12 more years before he's 65.
I don't give a damn about no money. I ain't worried about no Social Security. I ain't worried about none of that shit.
Man, I need you to stop this shit. I need
you
to stop.
Take some money. They're going to shoot you.
I want it. I don't need no help. I'm making enough money. And I got enough money.
Hey, Ben, I'm going to tell you this, Ben. I'm going to tell you this, too, Ben. My husband get his pension, and he gets 100% disability. He don't get no Social Security. But guess what? He don't work a day. Ain't going to work another day if I have to help it. Never in his life he'll ever work again if he's fucking with me, okay? I'm just telling you this because some gave more than others. And if you sit your ass on this phone talking this shit to me, you're really making me mad.
He said
he had to have surgery about the military. Something happened in the military. He got a bad hip or something.
I don't want to fire none of that. I'm going to tell you something, man.
Now he don't want to fire.
I'm just telling you, man. I'm just telling you, Ben, because of the woman I am, and I know the trauma it caused this man I live with for 20 years. If I can help it, he ain't got to work another day in his life, and that means everything to me. I need you to understand that, Ben. You cannot get on here with that shit and holler about what you don't want, because what's duly yours, you better fucking get it. And if you don't get it, you a plumb fucking fool, especially if you was in Fort Benning, because you was 9 times out of 10 an infantry or a girl, and that's it.
Kosovo
wouldn't have been his prime.
Hold on.
Kosovo would have never come up in his vocabulary if he was a fucking pathfinder, a ranger, or nothing. Guess what would have came up in his resume? Post-9/11. Post-9/11 would have been the first thing he talked about, because that was the hardest fucking war since you've been living that you've been in, if you've been in it.
You're not listening.
I ain't finna listen no more. This shit stupid.
Hold up. I know when I wanted to retire, I'm gonna educate a little bit. When I know that I ain't on that stand, I was on the promotion list. I ain't wanna do more time. So what I did, I took the loan to the journey. So when I came back, I only have a year or so left. That's what I did. Because I didn't want them to goddamn try to fuck me up and try to send me somewhere else. I wasn't good at it. I had no time on my ETS date.
That add up what he's saying now. That's what he said then add up.
That's fact.
That add up, doesn't it?
This is what he's saying. What year was this? They was going to try to send you somewhere else. What year was this, Ben?
It don't make no difference what he's saying.
Asking you a question.
That's why he is. Yeah, that's why he said he
would not get out.
He could have been a
He
could have been an E7P and went past the 20-year mark.
No,
because of what he just said.
I know if you try to collect that pension, they're going to court martial
you. An E7P can go to 24. An E7P can go to 24.
Let's get one thing. That's why y'all can't get it. He can go to 24, but if he did like he said he did, he didn't want to do the extra time. He tell the truth about it. He didn't want to do the extra time.
I'm saying that because Ben, Ricky didn't want to do the extra time either. They wanted to send him back to Afghanistan, and he refused, so he dropped his packet. I understand that 100%. But you came on here, and you said, do we remember the war of Kosovo? And then you said exactly what Google said. Kosovo started in 98. Wait, let me finish, Ben. Let me finish, Ben.
Hold up. I didn't
finish,
say that,
Ben.
Right?
Okay,
hold on. I understand what you just said about the war in Kosovo. I totally understand. When we go into a battle, we don't know everything that goes on to a such a situation. You don't know. I put that for facts. I got a medal that we went to Kosovo, Yugoslavia. So we don't know everything that goes. They don't print. You go to Iraq,
Ben, leave that Don Julio alone, man.
Being in that secret.
Yeah, I wish you ever leave about somebody lying.
Hey, Ben, I've been drinking and you've been drinking, Ben. My husband got three cabs. My husband got three cabs. He got three cabs. Ben, three. Cab is, Ben. You know what a cab is, Ben? You know what a cab is, Ben?
I tell you what I do for you.
You know what a cab is, Ben.
You got that. Right. I know
Ben got three cabs, Ben. There's a lot of things you can say on here and make it sound good, but some of this shit ain't sounding right. I understand you retired because you didn't want to go somewhere else for three more years and re-enlist, but I'm going to remind you of this, Ben. When you re-enlisted at your 15th year, you re-enlisted indefinitely because after 15 years, they don't allow you to re-enlist for 3 or 4 years. Then go there with me. Go there with me, sir.
There's a solo cup empty. There's a solo cup empty.
So you only retire when you drop your packet because after that, you don't ever get a re-enlistment after 15 years.
I'm going to get on you really hard now, Trigger. You remember, and I don't know to him, you remember. When they come out with that 15,
stop me when I'm lying, dog.
Hold on, just listen to that. Don't you listen to me? You talking about who know what I'm talking about? That 15 thing was gonna give you a lump sum of money and get what? There ain't no retirement.
It's called a redux. It's called a redux. You either take it or
don't
you don't.
What
you it's $40,000.
No
go ahead, Ben.
It's so much copy up,
Ben.
He just like. My cousin did that same thing with Chris. Took that 15-year thing and get what it is.
$8,000.
Medical benefit, nothing.
You're going to face court martial.
Hey, let me tell you this, Ben. Ben, listen to me very carefully, Ben.
I know about that.
Been made 15 years, Ben. He took his redux, Ben. He was in Afghanistan. He was in Iraq. So his redux was tax-free, right, Ben? I got TRICARE for life, Ben.
I don't want to talk too much. You
I don't know who the fuck lied to you because they lied, man. They told you a motherfucking lie. The only thing you got to do with that redux is you got to pay it back for 5 years off your retirement. And after the fifth year, you get your full retirement, Ben. They lying, Ben.
I don't worry about that money,
Ben.
Now, I
wouldn't want to talk to
so
her either,
truth.
So I was lying.
So I don't know about that money. So I don't know about the money thing. So I don't know nothing about that. So I can't.
Feel that solo
I'm telling you the God on this truth, Ben. My husband was downrange. He was in Iraq when he made his 15-year.
Okay.
for him to redux tax-free because he was out of the country, which means he got $40,000 deposited into his account. That's called a redux.
Okay, then you'll hear him again.
He has three cabs. He has three cabs.
Right.
Combat action patches.
He
got three of them.
The soldiers, they ain't get a damn thing. You better throw a thank for what you're saying.
Business.
Oh, man.
That's their fucking business. He had a wife he could call at home and ask me what
hurt.
I thought, and we talked about it.
He got hurt, and the rest of them didn't get hurt. You better throw a thank you now. I know about this.
Start understanding who you're talking to on this phone. Because you can get on this phone and fool all these races, but you can't get on this phone and fool me, because, baby, I live this life for a very long time, sir.
You
still ain't told me what you're using for, Benny, man.
I was going to fire you. Hold on. I go ahead and pull these books out, because that's what I went and did with y'all talking that shit. I went and pulled these goddamn ERs out.
Fill your cup
you
up, Ben. Fill your cup up, Ben.
I can't say I remember all this shit. Hell, I go pull them goddamn books on
y'all. Ask me about a motor, they might be able to get me. But if a motherfucker talking about who served what and how many years and what they did, this can't lie to me, because I seen it firsthand. I seen it with my own two eyes.
Look, I ain't never
seen it. Hold up, Ben.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What year was you in Fort Manning? And what shop did you work at?
I work at the academy.
Yeah, he ran the shop.
No,
I
didn't.
You said
you ran
the shop?
Nope.
Where you at, Fan Hill? Where you at, Fan Hill? How many churches were? Fan Hill, how many churches were? Where you at?
He was at Don Julio.
Shut up, kid.
Man, was you at Kelly Hill, Fan Hill?
I was a Tito. Because I was a Tito kid.
Hold up, Ben, answer the question. Was
you
at Kelly Hill, Sand Hill, Harmony Church? Which one was it?
Hold up, now say it again.
Was you at Sand Hill, Kelly Hill, or Harmony Church?
I know all of them. Kelly Hill, Harmony Church, all that. Going down Wiley, the highs there, down the
where you
there.
In?
That's
you
where
in.
I'm
ain't no secret
at,
no more.
Yeah,
you retired,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
You can tell us the
Kelly
truth
Hill,
now.
Kelly Hill. The high narrow down from Kelly Hill, I live in that, the high narrow right there. Down they got the
Kelly Hill houses.
Right,
he lives in Kelly Hill houses.
Now, no. You can't talk that shit to me now.
Kelly Hill
and Hill
houses.
It'll fit all that shit about brand new up in
Be quiet, dog. You fucking him up, dog.
I know
be quiet.
About,
the man lives in Kelly Hill houses.
Know what I'm talking about, dog. I know what I'm talking about. They done bit the goddamn, know how they go with the best food and all that, the best food or whatever. They done bit all that shit up. When we go from Kelly Hill to go back up in that race, you can't go that way no more. They done change all that shit. Man, you can't tell me nothing, man. What the fuck wrong with you, man? They don't change that shit. You got to go all the way through goddamn downtown now, man. Got to get back to Kelly Hill. What the fuck wrong with
solo
you?
Cup up,
get now,
no.
Talk some old shit. Talk some old shit.
Wait, hold up. What year was
he
in?
Talk
some
shit. Me.
What year was
he in Fort
Benning?
I'm a goddamn kid living in Columbus and all that. You can't tell me a damn thing about Columbus.
What year was you in Fort Benning, though?
Okay,
and what shop did you run?
I tell you what. I'm in the shop. Hold up. I'm a shop.
Get what?
You gotta have
a
top secret security clearance to ask him that shit, man. That shit's serious, man.
Listen to me. My first
hold up.
My SDR was a 9-2. I wanna get the book signed on your ass.
I don't know. Hey,
he said, what?
I don't know who telling the truth. Hey, I don't know.
Hold up.
I don't know who telling the truth. I don't know who telling the truth and who telling the lie. But I mean, some of the shit sound right. Some of it is kind of suspect. But if you give me that 214, just give me that 214, and you don't have to worry about saying shit. Just give me that.
Still that solo couple.
A send dog. A picture of your retirement plaque.
Put up
your retirement plaque, man.
No, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Yeah. I'm going to ask you one question. Do you know what Ranger Burger plays there?
Who?
Regular
Burger plays.
Yeah.
A regular Burger plays?
Who?
All the Rangers go at on 26.
Listen, sir.
I can't tell you nothing about no Ranger.
No.
Why would I know anything bought a Ranger when I told you my husband's job was an 89 D. What the fuck I'm gonna do with the Ranger?
No, no, no. That is where they go, and they had a burger. You go up into the back. They would have go back in that woods and do their
but
Ranger.
That
train.
Don't mean you was with them. You probably had a homeboy that went there.
Oh man, that's a mess hall.
That burger place.
Oh, okay.
I know
what
he's talking
name,
about.
But
still,
Brother Fan, wait a minute. Y'all need to be quiet. I got a question for Brother Fan before he leaves. Y'all, hold
on.
That's not on the base, though, Trigger.
I was trying to tell y'all, it's not on the base.
I understand what you're saying. But let me ask Brother Fan a question. Brother Fan, let me ask you one question.
Is it Casita? Casita, Georgia?
Yes, it's Casita. That's where it's at, Casita. Let me ask you this question, though.
Honestly, Brother Fan, is anything that you've done in the military previously, just asking about your job, what year you were somewhere, is that a secret in 2023 to you, Brother Fan?
No, it's not. I'm gonna request myself off this board. But you're right. It's not a secret.
It ain't.
I'm not lying. Gonna request yourself off the board.
Yeah, I'm taking myself straight off this damn board. But no, it's not.
That Don Julio is rough.
I'm just asking because sometimes some people take their stuff personally. And then a lot of times when men retire and they go to therapy and they have opportunity to speak about things they've experienced, they gladly share because it's not a secret.
I don't get a nothing from VA. I don't get a damn thing for none of that. So
and guess what, Brother Fan? And my husband don't either. We got TRICARE Select. We pay co-pays. $30 to the primary care and $60 to the specialist. It's okay. Like I told you Brother Ben, I'm going
to
tell you again.
I'm going to tell you this, Brother Ben,
and I'm going to mean it from the bottom of my heart. You don't have to use none of that when you got a wife that wants you to have the best. To me, the VA ain't the best. So I have to take him outside of the VA to get his care, Brother Ben. It's okay. It's okay. It ain't up to you. It ain't up to you because you sacrificed 21 years. It's not your choice, sir. It's not your choice. And let me tell you what else. You're giving me real bad goosebumps because after serving 21 years, you're worried about somebody else's feelings. Are you really worried about somebody else's feelings after all you've been through? You got to be a plum fool, man.
I do a job check with y'all. Y'all don't give a shit about
me. Give me goosebumps. You just gave me goosebumps all over my whole body. You said you didn't want your wife to worry about that. Guess what? After 21 years of you being back and forth downrange, it'll be her pleasure to take care of you. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not. Ben said a lot of good stuff now. But Ben, why don't you just send me that 214 if you think you lie? If you ain't lying, just send me the 214 and then
I'm not lying.
I'm going to tell you something, too, Tom. I just did this shit. And they do a evaluation. They sent me in to get they sent me the packet of VA. And I'm gonna send it back.
My healthy vet.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The next conversation, he gonna be even smarter. I'm glad to give him this information. Go ahead, Brother Ben.
Hold up, my physical's on November 3rd. Don't get me a physical. I don't give a damn. It don't matter.
I don't go down there and give me a damn nothing. I just have people keep pushing me to do it. I'm just saying.
Court martial.
Do it, Brother Ben. It ain't going to hurt you one bit. That's your money. You done invested your time. You done invested your energy. You done gave your brain. You done gave your sweat, your tears, your blood. That's yours. What are you talking about? It's for you.
I
have a red carpet out front for y'all.
Somebody told me
that they should have a carpet out front for y'all, man. Y'all should be recognized better than any NFL player in the world, man.
They said they did be a house in Killer Hill.
Man, Ben gonna get court martial.
But guess what, dog? They built houses in Telly Hill recently. That's recent changes. That ain't back when he was there for 5 years.
Hey, Ben, you started out talking about they say I'm smart. You ain't so smart.
Hey, Ben, listen to me, man. Hey, dog, let me just say this to Ben right quick, y'all. And I'm going to be through with it once I say this to you, Ben. Let me say this to you. And I'm saying this from as humbly as I can say it to you. I mean this shit with no disrespect to you. Listen to me when I tell you this. You gave 21 years of your hard-earned life. You gave 21 years to make sometimes minimum wage because sometimes you went out for mission 3 and 4 days. And if you count the hours, that's less than minimum wage, honestly, if you think about it, sir. So you taking help from the VA ain't no bother to us. We pay for that for you. And if you got a wife that you feeling like she giving too much by giving you what you deserve, then, sir, I'm sorry because as a wife, she was with you for 21 years while you were in the military. It should be her pleasure to take care of you. Ain't a soul on earth can stop me from taking care of my husband because guess what? I know what he gave. You hear me? I know what the fuck he gave. Ain't nothing on earth can stop me from doing that for him. I don't give a fuck if I have to work 2 jobs. I'm going to do it because he gave more than I could ever give.
Man, Ben, I'm going to get court-martialed.
We're going to talk about this, him. He pushed me to do it. I never would do it because I feel that I'm okay.
I know you're an old school man, and I get that. That's too easy. But at this point, it ain't for you to be macho, sir. It's for you to take your seat as a king, to give 21 years of your life. You say you went to Kosovo. If you went to Kosovo, you went to Operation Iraqi Freedom. If you went to Operation Iraqi Freedom, then you went to Afghanistan, sir. If you did all that, sir, take your seat as a king. That's not a bad thing. Are you crazy? Isn't it?
He was in the kitchen.
I just want to
hear
my
word. Who got them damn babies back there? Put a kid in them babies' mouth back there.
Brother Ben, I had to tell my husband, don't even get dental, don't even get vision. I'm going to get it on mine. I'm going to pay for it because guess what? That's the least I can do for you. You know how many people lives you saved?
We talking about the date.
He don't need it.
I got all my stuff dressed in a book.
And guess what? That's because he don't need it, but his family still need their dental and their vision. They cover the vet. They don't cover the families.
No.
Got a 12-year-old child in the house.
I ain't here now. I'm telling you something now.
Well, who's going to cover the court martial?
Okay. Hear me. Just say your husband die or your friend, whatever, he died, right?
Ben. I don't have a friend. Okay. He's my husband. Because guess what? If he died tomorrow... My account going to go up, and I'm going to bury him in decency and order.
Yeah, but you got a percentage. I'm telling you something I know now.
100.
Yeah, they people be talking on the phone.
100%. Say it. Say it with me.
Okay.
Say it with me, sir. You have 100%
disability. And if you, her die, she going to draw some more money out of here retirement.
For my DIC. I'm going to draw my DIC until I'm 65, then I'm going
to
draw his Social Security. Unless my total annual income outweighs his. And at this point, Ben, as him retiring as an E7 and my pay, I outweigh him already. telling me nothing, sir. I'm going to get my DIC until I'm 65. When I turn 65, I'm going to get my own, God willing. This shit already planned. What you got to understand is people plan their life. Everybody ain't no simp. I talk a lot of shit, Ben, but one thing I don't play about is that shit right there, Ben.
I'm going to tell you. I made $80,000 myself with the school and all the other retirement. I made $80,000 myself.
He gets $2,000 a month going to school, too. He go to culinary school. He gets $2,000 a month to go to school, too, Ben. Hey, Ben, guess what? My son gets $1,400 a month to go to school, free money. Hey, Ben, my daughter gets $1,400 a month to go to school, Ben, free money, Ben. They do, Ben. They get that money every month, Ben.
You got to work that system.
Shit, Ben.
I ain't gonna talk
you die
good,
and you leave this place, Ben.
Dumb.
What would you be happy to live back? What would you be happy to leave back, Ben?
Die
tomorrow. What would you be happy to leave your wife, Ben?
I want to go to school. I want to go to school.
You better go to school.
Ben going to the court.
I need to go to school.
Oh.
I ain't gonna never graduate.
VA paying $2,000 a month. The VA paying veterans $2,000 a month to go to school post 9/11, and all dependents of a chapter of a retired 100% disabled veteran, they kids get $1,400 cash on the first of the month every month.
Until they
reach 5 years of college, money.
That's automatic.
That ain't my point to you. My point to you is, sir, take your ass to the VA and get your physical for free. You got to see a specialist go outside. A physical go to the VA. That ain't nothing to do.
They give you 4 years. They give you an extra 5 because you might be slipping. That's why they went to 5. They give you 5 because you might be slipping.
5 years. The kids. They give the kids 5 years.
5 years.
Hey kid, he done eased off the real shit and got onto the money. You see that, right?
I know about it. I got three kids graduated from nursing.
Ben need to fill that solo cup up.
Know the deal.
I got me a Jack Daniels Southern Peach in my hand
right now, Ben.
And I'm telling you,
Ben,
appreciate everything you've done in the 21 years you was in the military.
Ben,
I appreciate it. But the next time you come on here with your story, have your shit straight, because you were fucking up, man. Some of that shit was okay, and some of that shit, man, I'm telling you. And the stuff that I wasn't aware of, I reverted to the military soldier in my house, and I said, baby, the man says such and such. Me like I'm stupid. That's how I know you're lying. Because he looking at me like I'm damn crazy.
I think on structure. Military
they say y'all wouldn't let Ben explain itself. They say y'all wouldn't let Ben explain itself.
I know about that.
Hey,
Ben, my husband went into the military in 1996.
I
went in the military in 1996, Ben. Guess what? He never went to Kosovo. He never went to Kosovo.
I went in 1969. Damn, I'm old.
Telling him, Ricky didn't go to Kosovo.
I'm going to educate these people. Do you know when? I'm going to ask some of the people on that phone here. Do y'all always know?
Justin, what the show is? Justin, what the show is? 7-7? I'm trying to.
7-7.
Y'all making me watch Miss Mouse Hill.
7-7.
Okay.
7-7.
Right on. Y'all making me miss my game. Go ahead on. I'm going to let you
know. All you got to do is look at the goddamn game.
Even
listen. So
can't nobody on this phone.
You can't do 2 things at once, kid.
That means that I'm going to help y'all.
Fill your cup up, Ben. Fill your cup up, Ben.
Because I just took a drink. What's the question? You might want to pause and get you a sip and then ask the question. What's the question?
And then it cut off on a year. If you'd have went in that year when it cut it off, you'd have fell in that Vietnam crowd. Now, get somebody on the phone to answer that question.
What did you say? I didn't understand
the
question.
I'm going to help you out a little bit more. I graduated in 1976.
find somebody to tell me when they came in that class. I'm going to help you out a little bit.
The military in 98, you graduated in 77? Somebody ran you off. Somebody ran you off, man.
Vietnam.
Stick to Vietnam. I'll take my hat off to you. I take my hat off to you, man.
Hang the sword, dog.
I know what you're talking about.
Kabin just took my little heart. He got my little heart. He got a little piece of it right now.
Ben, you're going to face a court martial.
Y'all listen to me.
I done heard enough.
And listen to me carefully, Ben.
If
Willie Dog, at the age Willie Dog is right now, listen to me, Ben, through Vietnam and all, I don't want nothing from it, Ben. If something happened, God forbid, something happened to Willie Dog, and he need a caregiver for the rest of his life, I'm going to go to Willie Dog kids, and I'm going to say, listen to me. Bubba going home with me. I do. Bubba going to the house with me. I need him at my house. You know why, Ben? On this show. It ain't because he talks shit. It's because I have a deeply rooted love for men that have the opportunity to go to Vietnam and come out with four hands and 2 feet.
I thought dog was in the car. I'm telling you right now.
Your birthday, dog.
If he get dementia, if he get Alzheimer's, he ain't going to no nursing home. If nobody don't want him, I take him. I got it. Give him.
Oh, Trigger, don't make me start crying over here now. Trigger, don't make me start crying over here now.
I got you to the day you die. Everything I love.
I don't talk no smack, that ain't my belief, and I don't talk no smack. I'm telling you,
I get, it's a piece of me that just gives,
I just love him for who he is because of what he did.
That's serious to me. Maisha can come visit you at my house. Pam can come visit you to my house, right here. He here. I just gave him a bath and put his ass on some juke and some goddamn Old Spice. He right here laying up.
I need these right now. Get him. Fill your solo cup up, Ben.
Don't worry about my cup.
Hey, you ain't having an argument with your girlfriend. Put your phone on mute, brother. Put your phone on mute while you're talking to your girlfriend.
It's already. Ben, they better not call me and tell me when the dog done got up in the hospital. I'm on the first thing smoking. I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I'm on the way.
Damn, you feel that bad about me, Trigger?
I ain't know that. Damn.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God. I might get sick tonight.
The bank and cash. I mean every word I said tonight.
Get some cash out.
Say that again, Pastor. What'd you say?
Dog might get sick tonight.
Oh, man.
That's okay. I'm going to come get him. Him and them goddamn dogs. I'm going to come get them motherfuckers.
Okay.
Dogs of a feather flock together.
But we good, though. How about that? We good. How about that?
Just know, Ben, you got somebody that's helped you a lot.
I want you to let everybody know this is just platonic love. Everybody thinks you my girlfriend or some shit. Tell them you just love me.
Yeah, you better.
This real platonic love, but guess what? See, I'm going to be the girlfriend. He get Alzheimer's. I'm going to be his wife. I'm going to be whatever the fuck he want me to be, as long as I know he's safe in my house with me.
I was in aircraft, I did all of it.
And I hope you got somebody to love you and to cherish you and to take care of you and to pour your drink when you got another one. I really hope you got all that you need, man.
My husband ain't keen on no other men in my house, but I'm telling you.
What bring you guys about your kids?
Kidding me? I know what I'm doing.
Ricky ain't too keen about men, but he know how I feel about Willie Dog, and he understand.
I don't lie.
I need other motherfuckers out here, dog. That's their problem. They got to figure it out. But you?
Lie, it ain't no good.
Wait, man.
You got a lot of
the work and everything. I can't come. My bubble's sick. I'm out of here.
I got one question. I got two questions. Ben, what year did you say you graduated in?
I graduated in 1977.
Come on.
And you retired from the military what year?
2000. I'm really trying to go. I'm helping y'all a little bit. In 1977, I tried to go in the Army, right?
You were 17 years
old.
Hold on.
You won't let me talk. I'm going to be riding horses. And I weighed 97 pounds. To go in the Army, I had to weigh 100. I didn't weigh 100. That's why. Now get on your neck.
Then you went back three or four years later.
Should have put them bricks in your body.
What year did you retire? Hold on. Everybody talking now. What year did you retire?
I ran 2000. I ain't going to so 80
you,
now.
I thought you said you retired in 2020.
Nope, I said, well, that is
2020,
you want to put it that way.
Come on,
somebody lying.
Oh, hell, that ain't. That's 20 years later, sir.
No, not 2020 this year.
Freak of that man lying.
He retired.
I'm not going to tell him he lied. I'm not going to tell him he lied, because a lot of times they've been in the military for a long time, numbers confuse them. I'm not going to tell the man he lied. He might be telling the truth, he's just getting his numbers confused.
I'm gonna educate you a little bit.
Mm-mm.
You think everything goes in the world you know about it? You are damn lying.
You talking to somebody? Hold on. The news put on the news what they want you to put on.
Man, get the fuck up out of here, man. Get that rook out.
Hold on. I don't listen to no fucking news. You talking to somebody that stays 10 minutes away from fucking Fort Bennett. You talking to somebody that grew up around Fort Bennett.
You talking to somebody who grew up around Fort Bennett. Fort Bend. Them were only the two states of the duties that I was signed. When I retired, I went back to my last duty state at Fort Bend. We both were at Fort Bend, but it was at my same fucking company. All back we changed from 1-3 to 1-5. Now, what the fuck you want to get with? You can't talk.
What time when you live, bro?
I was in 1-5. I told you.
What? Battalion?
What the fuck you want? I told you. We were at a fence, 88. When you come in the gate, we 1-5. We were both 1-3. What the fuck you want? When you came in the gate, man, you got to get your ass together, man. That was the one who been
ain't
there, man.
No, ain't
there. You better get your ass out of that motherfucker here, man.
Get us out of here,
Trigger.
God bless and good night.
Hey, we salute.